not participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello, I'm Michael Eisner, head of Walt Disney. Original family programs and movies are the cornerstone of entertainment here on the wonderful world of Disney. And joining us now is the star of tonight's special holiday movie and his own hit series here on ABC, George Lopez. Hi, George.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for inviting me. You know, Disney and I go way back.
I did hear an interesting story about one of your childhood visits to Disneyland.
Yeah, I had such a great time. You know, and as a souvenir of my visit, I really wanted my grandmother to give me the Mickey ears hat with my name written on it. But instead, she told me that my ears stuck out further than the ones on the hat, so why didn't she just write my name across my forehead? Needless to say, I never got my hat.
Well, it's long overdue, but we thought we should give you a present from the mouse himself.
Thanks, Mickey.
And thank you for joining us here on the wonderful world of Disney.
And enjoy the rest of tonight's presentation of Naughty or Nice. Happy holidays.
You know, I think my grandmother was right, Michael. My ears are bigger.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
That sucks.
Ouch. I have to tell you why we played that.
Okay.
Last week, Rob said to me, you know, there's an awful, wonderful world of Disney on Sunday night, in which George Lopez plays a shock jock.
Oh, really?
Who is receiving a phone call from a kid who's dying of cancer, mm-hmm. and suddenly he realizes that he should not be a shock jock. Now, Rob had said this Sunday night, so we're thinking maybe we're going to tape this and watch this.
Sure.
Well, as it turns out, Saturday night, and I had a hell, H-E-double-L of a weekend that I'm going to share with you in a moment. Mm. During one of the better moments of the weekend, I was having a cocktail with my funny cutting honey, and she said, nothing's on TV, and I said, well, let's look around, and lo and behold, this show where George Lopez plays the shock jock was on Saturday night.
Right.
Perfect. So we got hammered and watched it, and taped it, and it's awful.
It was called Naughty or Nice.
Naughty or
Nice.
Oh,
my God.
It's awful. He's playing a shock disc jockey.
This will be a classic.
Oh, what?
Set it.
Oh, you drank.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, boy. Yeah. Can't you let it go for the holidays, boy?
He's a terror.
Quick.
Let it go for the holidays. So anyway, I just wanted to tease you with that.
Wow.
We'll have those tapes. Here really is the opening for today's show before the groaners.
Okay.
Because, frankly, we're never here this late in the year. We've adjusted our schedule for you, the casual listener.
And it's kind of nice.
Yeah, and we're going to do all kinds of Christmas stuff this week.
Cool.
So every day we're going to start the show with one of my favorite Christmas songs.
Oh,
if you will
nice.
Indulge me.
Very good.
Well, let me just say, the man, Mike Douglas. My man.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Oh, nice.
Mike Douglas, everybody.
Not the actor that's married to Catherine Zeta-Jones.
No, the good Mike Douglas. Sing it, man.
Lady got a dolly that cries and blinks its eyes.
I guess yeah. Happy holidays.
Jimmy got an automatic plane that really fly.
And this cat can swing.
Oh, yeah.
We
Mike
were
Douglas.
Poor that Christmas.
Remember he had the talk show?
He had a great talk show.
Happy birthday, J-Man.
First thing I ever saw on a color TV.
Us a present. It was this song.
And it was Happy Birthday, Jesus.
Church bells ring-a-ling, angel.
Well, maybe that doesn't get you in the mood.
Church bells ring-a-ling.
I don't know.
These, again, are the songs that I have in my home that I play.
Pretty obvious somebody's in the Christmas spirit.
Ben and Hoss and Little Joe Cartwright.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Shut up.
Merry Christmas, neighbors.
Shut up.
Mike, you're ruining this beautiful
Christmas
moment.
Neighbor. Happy days to you.
Well, you've heard enough of that.
We'll Lord
that.
Green!
We'll play that later.
What a great Canadian.
Can I just give you one more?
Yeah, please.
James Brown, the Godfather of Soul.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you've never heard this one. If you haven't, this has a lot of meaning, this song.
Santa Claus.
straight to ghetto.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all the time I have.
Very good.
Meaning and soul.
These are hits.
Yeah, we'll come back to those later in the show.
And Godspeed to James Brown with his recent medical dilemma. Hope he gets it all cut out of there or whatever. You know.
Yeah.
Henry, hi, how? That was an outstanding reading.
Thank you.
Not that one.
Oh.
No, the other James Brown.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi. Hello. This is Michael Scott Shredder.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale, a holiday president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills and personal banker to Granny.
Completely lame groaners. Which reindeer loves to play defense?
Which one?
Blitzen.
I like that.
And it's all or nothing today. It's either the complete sheep or Robbie.
Very good.
What movie star spends Christmas just hanging around?
Which one?
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, I like that one, too. I'm having a perfectly marvelous time at the beginning of the week.
Hello, this is Scott Shredder.
I'm Mel Drysdale.
What Hollywood star loves statistics?
Which one?
Catherine Data Jones.
Oh, is that it? Oh.
Two more.
Oh, there will be a piece of coal in your stocking, Buzz.
No doubt.
Look for a visit from Black Peter. What 70s rock and rollers make the worst roast beef?
Which ones?
Bachman Turner Overdone.
All right.
Only one more.
You're hanging on by a thread.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Why do ghosts watch The Sopranos?
Why?
To see Steve Buscemi.
Hey, now.
The Don and Mike Show.
I gave it my best shot with the material I had. Let's see. Michael will go to you.
I'm going
to
say the service did it.
Buzzy.
Because it's the holidays, I'll say Rob wrote them.
Buzz is
a winner.
Wow.
Congratulations, Buzz.
Thank you.
Jimmy gave it away.
Those are retarded. Rob reads them to me every morning on the phone after he writes them or either gets them from the prep service. I knew it was Rob on Bachman Turner Overdone.
Yeah, I didn't even get to the D in Overdone. You said it's you.
And, oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Julia. John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Rob, I'm doing this from memory. Do you know where the thing with the buttons is? Because I'm pushing this.
Hello.
Hello, I think that's it. Hi, Dynamite.
We appreciate
it. I think I pushed this one now.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself. A man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
How have you been?
In plenty of time.
Thanks, Joe.
Happy birthday, Jesus. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Christmas Party. And all the ships at sea. Broadcasting with a shoe full of Yuletide cheer.
Yeah.
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Yeah. See, that doesn't bother me. I know you sell his name every day like it's your dying breath.
Sometimes I just go, Mike O'Meara.
And he knows I hate that.
He hates that.
He does, I'm kidding. Yes, Don and Mike show a new episode on this Monday.
Monday. 1213 04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz.
No, he's not retarded.
And hi, everybody. Don and Mike show. It is a new episode Monday. It's December 13th. 20-04, phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada, 800. Did I move that?
Yeah, it's distracting.
Sorry.
There he is.
Sorry about that. Hi.
Now
hi.
You can see him.
You got to be able to see Buzz.
Hello, friend.
877-365-3636 from America, Canada, 800-636-1067, in D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. Yeah. What are you laughing at? You see J-Dubs?
Yeah, I'm seeing J-Dubs with his tattoo, man.
I am
walking down the hallway.
I've got so much. I've got so many emotional things to tell you about in this opening segment today.
Wow.
First, Mike, great job at the Christmas party.
Yes. Well,
amen.
Yes. Not me, God. But the people that worked for me.
Everybody at Hank's Look Around Cafe was great.
Couldn't have been nicer.
You know, I was busting your chops on Friday. Were you nervous about it?
And I was.
You were, but great Christmas party.
Yeah,
great
food. I really want to thank everybody there. They did a fantastic job. I was proud of them.
And as I mentioned to you...
It was the festive party.
It was, for a lot of people.
Some more than others.
As I mentioned to you in the phone message, I left you at approximately 9:50 on Friday night, and then when I called you about 12 hours later, incidentally, I know Mike had a good time. I called him Saturday morning. Because I'll tell you what, I left the party early.
Right.
And I'll tell you why in a second. I want to make sure Mike knew that it was not him or the right. I mean, he knew what was going on. But,
right.
I left him a message, and then I called him on Saturday morning, and he was sleeping.
Sound asleep.
But still drunk.
Oh.
So I knew that it had been a late night.
It had been an extraordinarily late. Well, see, once everybody from the radio station was taken care of, I decided to, enjoy my own personal Christmas party.
Sure.
Which is exactly what I did. And the phone rang at 9:20, and I saw it was you, and I knew you'd left me a message.
It was funny, because you were very nice. I said, did I wake you up? Yes.
good.
It's okay.
It's like, all right, John.
I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I said, did you get my message? I heard. Boy. Yeah. And I said, okay, just go back
to sleep.
If you got my message, go back to sleep.
Realize whether you've been up since 8 or whatever, or 7 or 6.
5. Then as it turns out, we didn't speak again until Saturday when you almost jinxed the Packers thing for me.
Yeah, I know.
But didn't.
But I didn't. I wasn't doing that. I was just
calling to
check your temperature.
I was positive that I was going to lose that bet anyway. Thank God the Packers won that game. Okay, weekend, here we go. Let me just start with the Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
We get done with the show, I want to say that again, the radio show,
uh-huh.
where we talk louder than we normally talk. Bear with me, I'm going somewhere with this.
Uh-huh.
Where we talk louder than we normally talk, and me especially, say crazy outlandish things to be larger than life. Yeah, listen, you know this, I'm exaggerating, but you get my point here. We do a radio show. We do a show.
Right.
Here's where I'm going with this. Leave the station Friday night, going out to Mike's place for the party. I'm hiding in the parking lot waiting for someone because, listen, and this message is to Michael Hughes' wife. You rude, ignorant, obnoxious, insulting, loopy broad. If you are so friggin' dense that you can't get it through your thick skull that in real life, I'm not like this all the time, especially at a Christmas party, and if what you wanted when you first approached me at 5 minutes when I walked into the goddamn restaurant was something like this, then bring your ass down here right now, because I'm in the mood to give you what you wanted on Friday night, except you're going to have about 10 drinks to make sure that you are at the position you are at when you approached me at 7:40.
It was a festive party.
And I don't mean approach me like I'm a prima donna. I've got to edit myself with the new rules. Boy, this lady, I use that term loosely, got me hot. Gave me the red ass.
Yeah, I was in another corner of the room and another coworker mentioned that she was talking to you.
It's
giving it to you.
Here's the thing.
Both barrels.
It's embarrassing. She's the boss's wife. First off, buy a collar for that woman. If you're going to take her out in public, buy a collar for her. Buy a choke collar. You're going to walk up. You're going to introduce her to me. If she starts laying into me and tearing me one, don't be a coward and walk away, which he did.
Mm-hmm.
Our boss. Now, I really got to be careful with this because I'm talking about the boss as well.
Yep, you are, but, that's what happened to you. How long before you walked into the party? How long after you walked into the party?
I mentioned that I'm shy and I'm really not outgoing. I'm an introvert in real life. All of my friends know it.
Mm-hmm.
All the people at the radio station know it. My wife took a separate car to get to this party Friday night, and we were going to meet inside. I got there before she is. I'm so shy, even with the people that I work with. I sat in the parking lot and waited for someone to pull in who I knew. Now, Mike, you know this. I mean, it's retarded, but it's the way that I really am.
I know. You're not gregarious in a party situation.
I only mentioned this because this is the way that I am. I'm setting something up here. So I'm sitting in the parking lot. I'm calling my wife.
And, you know, unfortunately, because of the way things shook loose, we didn't even give you a chance to get gregarious,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
Normally, with a little help, you're like everybody else. Yeah. You can get a little gregarious.
So, I'm sitting in the parking lot on the phone with my wife. I say, where are you? I'm in traffic jam. I'm going to wait till someone gets here that I know to walk in. Fortunately, Buzz and Marsha pull up. You know, I give them the high beam and say, hey, you know, I'm here. You walk inside with me.
Right. Right.
So we get inside, and once we're in there, it's cool. I walk up, I say hi to a couple people I know. I'm standing there, I'm talking. Now, I'm not going to mention anybody's name that works here because I don't want to involve them in this.
Hey, listen, if you want to mention the name of the restaurant, you can.
Look Around Cafe.
That's the real name.
That's
if you want to,
Look Around Cafe.
I think you got. Didn't you do good business Friday?
Fair. Kills you, doesn't it? Yeah.
No, it doesn't. Then what kills me is the plug. I'm in the middle of doing something here, and you want to get a plug for your pub in.
Isn't that the best time?
I'm very happy with everybody. I'm very proud. I'm beaming. I'm balancing the whole thing with being proud of
okay, O'Mara.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Be still my beating heart.
There you go.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Okay. Great. But I saw you relatively early when you walked in.
Here's what happens. Uh-huh. Walk in, I'm talking to a woman that works here, and her husband, and another woman that works here, and I had not even had a cocktail. I'd been in the place 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing there, and here comes Michael Todd Hughes with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He comes over and says, hey, Don, I'd like you to meet Wilma, whatever her name is.
Mm-hmm.
I say, hi, nice to meet you. She says, we've met before. So I don't remember, at the Super Bowl. So, okay, nice to see you again. Here's her opening line. And this is with people standing around.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your wife? I said, she's on her way here. She should be here shortly. Good, I got to meet her. I don't know how anybody could stand to be married to you. So I said, ooh. Okay, she'll be here shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And it continued and got uglier as she continued with it. She said, really? Where is your wife? I said, I'm not going to get into a lot of details because it involves other people that work here. But she said, I'm just going to say the things she said.
Well, didn't what you hear happen when you were walking away, when you got a little frustrated, you walked away and then you overheard?
No, hold on. That's more to it.
Right.
So I'm standing, Mike, there's a lot of stuff before that, where she continues, where's your wife? She, you know, first sign of a drunk. You know, where's your wife? She's asked me now 3 times. I've already answered her. You know, and not to say that she's a drunk. She had had
something.
She had had a couple of drinks, I guess. You know, right. She's that way all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then I feel bad for that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, another thing she says, it's like she's on the attack when she's meeting me. I don't know this woman from Adam. She says, where is your wife? I said, I think I told you, she's on her way here. Well, I've got to bow down to her when she gets here. I don't know how she puts up with you. You force her to be on the radio. The things that you say to her, and at this point, one of the people standing next to us says, I know Frida, and I've known Don a long time. He doesn't force her to do anything. She is on the show when she went, yeah, yeah. This is the response again from the boss's wife. And it goes on, and there's stuff that I'm not going to say now.
Are you saying it's just a little awkward?
Yeah, and there was more stuff than just her, like, attacking me. And I walk away, and I hear, you know, oh, I off, you know, the A, you know, A-H.
Mm-hmm.
I go, hey, there a problem here? No problem at all. Okay.
I mean, yeah, she said that she...
I walk away.
Right.
I walk away. I go, I talk to Ron and Fez. My wife shows up. I'm still hot. I mean, I'm not getting into all the details because she's my boss's wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say, rude, obnoxious, embarrassing, insulting. That's how this broad came off to me. She's my boss's wife, and she just was out of her, like some idiot caller to this show. So I pry myself away from her, and I get away from this, and maybe 15 minutes later, I feel this on my back. I feel like a dog on my back. You know, really, I'm not kidding. I feel that, like a scratch. It's her.
Mm-hmm.
She says, "You got to help me. I'm in big trouble."
Oh, okay, good.
He's really mad. And I look over and I see Hughes's, you know, big dinosaur head across the room. And I said to her, because she's the boss's wife, I didn't tell her to pound sand or any of the other crap I wanted to say. You know, listen, honey, I walked into this party, and I'm not kidding. You assaulted me like I am a bad guy. I got news for you. I'm a big part of the reason your husband has a job at this radio station. Not that you should kiss my ass. All I ask is that you treat me civilly and understand that what I do on the radio, if you like it or don't like it, if it involves me talking about my wife or your husband, it's a radio show, honey. And maybe if I had had the privilege of getting as looped as you, I wouldn't have reacted the way that I did. But coming from a perspective that I don't think you get too much, I've had nothing to drink. So, she comes over. He's mad. I got to go. 2 hours, I got to go in the car with him. So, because she's the boss's wife, I said, you know, I think we got off on the wrong foot. I said, you don't know me. I don't know you. You hear me on the radio. In real life, I'm actually very shy. I'm introverted. At what point she looked at me in the face, at that point she looked at me in the face, she said, "That's bull ass."
Oh no.
And I said,
after all that,
we're done.
Mm-hmm.
We're done.
Beyond awkward.
Yeah.
And you were? Was that it?
Yeah. And then every time I would walk around the room, I'd see her giving me the bug eye.
Right.
And I'd go and I'd talk to someone, I'd see her looking at me and this is not a way to be at a Christmas party. I mean,
no. Sorry that happened.
No, no. And please understand, I don't think I'm overreacting because, well, maybe I am because it's the boss's wife. If it wasn't the boss's wife, I would have told her where to get off right there and then.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it, and I thought, I can't do. Oh, wait till Monday. I'll be cooler on Monday.
What
cooler,
we're here for?
Cooler heads will prevail on Monday. Right. Well, this is the cooler me.
Right.
I'm telling you, I was hot. I had the red ass. Buy a collar for that woman if you're going to take her out in public.
So you—that's why you departed a little earlier than you, would have normally.
You bet your ass, and
we missed you because I mean I walked over and I didn't know that you had made your escape, and I totally
understood. Listen, I'm not telling you everything. This woman embarrassed me, like came on to me like a rabid dog in front of a bunch of people at the radio stations, said insulting things to me, insulting things to them. It's not... How long you been a boss's wife? How long you been on this planet? I mean, I don't care if you're the boss's wife. I don't care if you're the janitor. You meet somebody, the first thing you don't say... You know, and I let that thing roll, the first thing. I just took a step back when she said... Because I can't imagine why anybody would want to be married to you. That's her opening line. Mm-hmm. I backed away. I said, whoa. Okay.
Honey,
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Singer,
and then you know,
well,
and I'm sure that's what she thinks. Yeah. I'm sure she thinks, well, hey, there's the disc. I'm gonna give it to that disc jockey. You know,
here's the difference. Here's what I think the difference in my analysis of this, and what I got was, you know, how come you don't have Irish? Where's the Irish music? Where's the? That was like three or four.
Did
times.
You have the chance to chat with her?
Briefly. I this was post you, so I had been you know I had been enlightened, and so I kind of avoided those situations. But here's where I think it breaks down: at holiday parties, at social gatherings with company people, you have the occasional moment like you had, but it doesn't always involve you. There always seems to be one person. The problem was, you got it when you walked in the door.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest problem of all.
Explain for me.
Because, Lee, you know, if you're right. If it had been on common ground, you know, where you'd been there for 2 hours, it would have been, hey, you know, don't worry about it. And it would have been, it might have even been a push. But no, this was the full frontal, and it kind of killed the whole night for you.
Well, for me, it did. And I apologize to you. And I think I apologize to everybody there when I left, and I didn't want to make a big deal about it. But, you know, rude,
it was
obnoxious. Rude, obnoxious, embarrassing, insulting, loopy.
It was a loopy evening.
That's it. Nice going.
Yeah, that was a drag.
Nice going. And
but, you know, in a way, there's a part of me, I have to be honest with you, that when that happened, I went, oh, pressure's off me now. Okay. Guys, drop something on the floor now. It's not going to be as bad. Nothing can happen, okay? Hey, spill a Bloody Mary in somebody's lap. Not a problem. I am off the hook. I hate to say that, but, I mean, there was part of me that was going, man, I'm off the hook now. And that's, of course.
Why? Because you thought I wouldn't like it?
No, you know, it's just the whole pressure of anything going wrong.
Oh,
that would have involved any of my staff or anything like that.
I took care of that for you.
I would have. Trust me. And once I realized that pressure was
off. Put that woman in a cage. I'm serious. buy a dog kennel and put that woman in a kennel.
Wow.
I'm serious. You ask any of those people that were standing. It was like,
I know.
Jesus, I wouldn't be treated that way if you and I were on stage at a Howard Stern rally. I wouldn't be treated that way. And that's the boss's wife? Jesus. Get off, honey. Get off. Step off. Call in. Call in, you got such a big mouth. Call in. Jesus.
So it's our chance to say happy holidays to all of our coworkers.
Sure. Because I want to dedicate this to the Hugheses. And incidentally, nice move not talking to me, Michael.
It's the most wonderful time.
Just watch your wife act like that and walk away.
With the kids jingle belling.
Because that's how a pro handles it.
You be of good cheer.
I say a lot about my wife. You're goddamn right I say a lot about my wife. I'll tell you something else about my wife. She would never embarrass me the way that you embarrassed yourself. My wife's a pro. Look it up in the book. Jesus. And this is me calmed down.
Yeah.
No name calling. Well, relatively. Relatively free of name calling. There you go. You give me the high sign?
You bet your ass I am.
Okay. All right.
I think it's been said.
Okay. So, it got better.
Other than that.
Well, no, other than that.
Well, you went home after that.
Yeah, I went home and then.
You missed people, getting rather festive.
Well, I have to.
Did you hear about what Beth Ann did?
What?
You didn't hear about that?
No, what?
I'm just kidding.
No.
Just thought I'd do that. Just thought I'd do that for fun.
Let me just tell you.
I don't think Beth Ann had a drink.
I don't think she did either.
I think she had to get up early.
Let me tell you what else I did then this weekend.
Okay.
Once I got done with the thrill of that, because I'm just a stupid man, I went to Rob's house to pick up my Christmas tree.
No good can come of going to my house.
But it was great. It was just what I needed. You know, you left.
Hi. We passed
he was going somewhere to do his mom's, and I went in to see Carrie and the kids and Big Daddy, and I love Rob's kids, and it was very nice. And the tree was loaded in the car, and because I had all the seats folded down in my massive SUV, the garage door opener fell in between the seat cracks.
Uh-huh.
I will reference this in a moment.
See, I don't know. I have to tell our listeners, I don't know what happened.
I know you don't.
But now when you said
that. Let me just say, Mrs. Hughes, wherever she is, she's going to love this. She's going to love this. So
your garage door opened and fell between the crack of your seats?
Didn't know this.
Huh.
Didn't know this. Got home, garage door was open.
Yeah.
Pulled the car in the garage. Say to the boy, who's back from college for a friggin' month, say to him, help your old man. Let's put up the lights outside. Let's get this tree out of the car. So we do it all. We spend a couple hours. We do the lights outside. The tree is out of the car. I say, great. My car is a mess. I'm going to the car wash. I'll be back. I put the car in reverse. I'm going 2 miles, and I'm backing out of my garage when I hear... And I go...
That's never good.
I go, what? What? And I pull the car forward, and I hear... And what it is happened. What's happened is this. That because I'm a stupid man, the thing for the remote control for the garage has slipped between the seats because I folded all the seats down. When I got in the car, it's got that button where you got to set the seat where you like it.
Yeah.
So I get in the car, I turn on the engine, I push button number one. Seat moves up. As the seat moves up, I don't realize it's tripped the garage door open.
Oh.
Now, the door is open, so it's going to close now. And as I am backing out, exactly at the moment as the back end of my car is about to clear the garage door comes crashing down on my truck. My truck, which is a tank,
yeah,
nearly pulled the garage door and the tracks, the metal tracks, it's a wood garage door.
Right.
Nearly pulled it all out of the frame. When the guy came over, the garage guy came over later to tell me about the two new garage doors I'm buying. He mentioned to me how lucky I am that I didn't continue to back up, or I would have pulled my garage, the garage door and the track and everything, I would have pulled it out of my garage and would have done severe structural damage to my friggin' house.
Yeah. Combination of circumstances. I'm guessing that Saturday morning you weren't in the mood for that. Or Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon. No.
Still.
I'm sitting in the car. You know, it all happens so fast.
Right.
I know is I'm backing up. And I listen.
Now, when you pull out of your garage, do you pull out with reckless abandon?
No, and I can't because, you know, my kid's car is parked behind me.
So you were gentle about
Very
it. You probably saved yourself a little bit of money, although you're buying two new garage doors.
And
why two new ones?
Because
they kind of pull they're strapped together or something?
No, because I pulled so hard that it actually started to move the foundation of the garage. It's a big job. I'm talking about the frame. I mean,
like the frame of the garage.
Yes, you're not getting.
You pulled out the frame of the garage.
You're not getting the level of destruction I'm talking about. As I'm backing,
I know your car is a tank.
As I'm backing, it out, the garage door is caught on the top lip of the back end by where the big window opens up in the back.
Right.
And I'm just, as I'm backing out and hearing the, I'm actually pulling the garage outside with me. I mean,
Jesus.
I don't know how to explain this to structure.
I know exactly what happened.
Except to say I'm an idiot.
So it would have probably been better if you'd had it closed or open. I mean, or halfway open where you would have just tapped it and then stopped.
Yeah.
But you clipped it and kind of pulled it.
Pulled on the
bike. Pulling a tooth.
Yes, and then
it was your garage.
And then what I did was, once I realized that I had hit something, and I couldn't even see it in the rearview mirror because the garage wasn't down far enough.
Right.
For me to see. So I'm like, what the hell? I'm sitting like, what the hell is this? Yeah. I thought I hit a recycler. So I put it in drive. I move back up, and I hear, and this is now the sound of me pulling the garage door after I've taken it off its hinges and pushed it outside the structure. I'm now pulling it back inside.
And since your house is made of all recycled materials, it's a bit fragile, right?
McLeod!
Since it's just tires and recycled garbage, it's compacted.
Right.
And put in a kiln.
So.
Wow.
I'm an idiot, and it's
what do you do when you do something like that? Do you just sit there for a minute?
I went inside.
How about the car? How was the car? Was the car okay?
No, no. The beautiful car is not okay. The beautiful car is. Listen, looks like I peeled off my garage door on the top of the car.
Oh. So you hooked it on that little ski rack you got up there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
Kind
of like a fish hook.
You know that nice big brake light that they got on the console.
Going fishing for garage doors.
That's gone. Yeah. That's gone. And I'm an idiot. And you know,
how'd your wife react to that?
Surprisingly well.
Really?
She heard me screaming.
Well, that's good.
She heard me screaming. Not
sure.
Anger was what I was
saying. Did you do the Walter Matthau scream or something? Rito!
Get out of here! I'm not calling. I was just screaming in general.
Mindy!
She came out and she said, what happened? I said, I'm still sitting in the car. I said, I don't know. This car's not moving.
So it wasn't a level of damage where you felt like you had to feign an injury to not incur your wife's wrath.
Couldn't have gotten away with that.
No, so she...
I am bleeding to death.
I think, fortunately, because of the way I'd been treated the night before, she felt sorry for me.
Oh, okay.
So there was not a lot of ridicule coming my way. The ridicule that came my way, this was the trifecta of the best weekend of all time.
This is the best weekend of all time.
Of all time. Was, of course, the Packers-Lions game.
Oh my God.
Now, Listen.
I didn't want to even come in here if it didn't go your way.
Yeah, I was ready to get the tat. I had mentioned to Frida in passing that I had made this bet, and
she wasn't happy about it.
No, but you know, who cares? And my kid is back at home, and he was loving the fact that I had made this bet with J.W. You know, let me also say, Trey Dubs approached me about this.
Well, he's a mallet head.
And the bet was Detroit against Green Bay, loser gets the tattoo of the other guy's team.
You made for a nice Sunday afternoon for me watching because I, you know, listen, you know the truth. The truth is either way as it goes, it doesn't really affect me. And it's just it's comedy. Either way, I was unaware that you had had the bad weekend you'd had.
So
I was kind of amused when was it 10-0 in the first quarter?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Mike called me up and said, hey, don't worry about it. I said, man, you're a jinx. I said, I agree. There's nothing to worry about. Don't
and
call
I
me.
I wasn't, was I?
No, you were
you
not.
Know why they won?
Why?
Because I called.
I don't think so.
Because I called, that's why the Packers won.
I think they had the bad first half because you called.
Yeah.
It was 13-0 then.
You know what? I wish the Lions had won.
Oh!
Now, that's terrible. You can give me a little credit. I said,
Your scampi sucked.
I thought that really what it was with me calling.
I was just kidding.
That I took some of the pressure off of you. Because if you had gotten the tat, you could have blamed it a little bit on me.
No, not at all. Here's the thing. When you called me, the game had been on like for an hour. And at this point, I've been watching with my kid, who's busted my chops pretty good about it. He's openly rooting for the Lions.
Oh, my God.
My wife comes in the room. She finally realizes what's happening. She looks at the screen and she says, it's 13-0 at halftime. And I'm giving her all the BS. I said, it's the Packers. I said, there's nothing to worry about. She said, wait a minute, hold on. What exactly was the bet? I said, I get Detroit Lions. She said, it's going to say Detroit Lions? I said, no, you see that thing on their helmets, that blue lion? She said, yeah. I said, I got to get that right here on my shoulder. She said, oh, you are just an idiot. I said, what do you mean? She said, you're going to look like an idiot. You're going to look like a dope. I don't want to go to the beach with you. Hey, will you get those shades?
Hi, Rob.
Sun just came out.
Sun came out. And
what, Don? Don, are you there?
I'm blind.
I don't have any corneas anymore.
Yeah.
It's the position of the building.
Yeah. So I'm flipping out, and she's giving me a bunch of crap, and I'm about the time that the fourth quarter started, or rather third quarter after halftime, I had resigned myself to the fact that it was, in fact, possible and maybe even probable.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah. That I was going to have to get this Detroit Lions.
Well, we had said all week last week that on any given Sunday,
but
this
still,
thing could happen.
Oh, I'm worried.
You have to know what an emotional wreck I was. My son said to me that he's not seen me this upset during a Packers game since the one that they lost to San Francisco like 5 years ago where Terrell Owens caught that pass with no time left. Man, it was a playoff game. You guys don't remember. I do. I was out of my mind.
The quarterback for Detroit, Joey Harrington. I have a question.
He's a good boy.
Is he a former field goal kicker? Because he has the body of a field goal kicker. You know that.
He kind of looks like Michael Reagan. is that the one I'm thinking of, the dancer?
No, yeah. That's Ron Jr.
Ron Jr. is what I was thinking, not Michael Reagan.
I've never seen, and I'm going to share this with Dubs, I have never seen a more petite NFL quarterback who really seriously looks like he ought to be a second baseman for a baseball team.
I am sweating bullets. I am sweating like Marion Barry. This game is going on. It's halftime. We're having dinner. The three of us, we're having dinner. We're talking about this. I'm kind of resigning myself to the fact, but the whole time I'm saying, it's Brett Favre. I am saying things that
When I spoke to you, did you give me a little false bravado there? Is that what that
yes,
was?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Of course I had. I mean, they're getting killed by Detroit.
Yeah.
You know, the guys throw it for 47 yards, and they're winning 13-0.
And they're scoring points into the wind, which was, the big deal.
Brett Favre, whole first half was retarded. And I'm looking at the screen, and I'm going, oh, come on. You're going to do this. And the moment I think that my family loved the best was, maybe you remember this, it was a throwaway play, not throwaway, but it was a penalty. In third quarter, they throw a screen pass to Amon Green. It's going to be an 80-yard touchdown. It's going to bring them within three. It's going to change the momentum of the game. He catches the pass, and I jump out of my chair. Hmm? You know me when I get excited.
Right,
I start gagging. Woo! I mean, all of the emotion from the weekend is coming out. I'm screaming at the screen.
Yeah.
Run, you son of a bitch! Run, you son! I mean, I'm so... I go, run! And I go...
gotcha! Yeah! I mean, and I'm lowballing it here when I'm jumping around. And I'm going, yeah, yeah, yeah! Packers, Packers! And Bert says, there's a flag on the play. And I just, I had my back to the TV, and I said, you, my boy, are not going to get me with that. And I turned around.
Oh, my God.
And there was a flag on the play.
Yeah, it was one of those
and
games.
Then I was sure. I was sure I was going to get the tat. And at that point, my family said to me, do you have on the lucky socks and do you have on the correct jersey?
I wondered.
I said, I do not have on my lucky Packer socks, and I do not have on the all-time go-to lucky jersey, Bart Starr 15. Went upstairs, changed my socks, changed my shirt. They won the friggin' game.
Bless your family.
I ain't lying to you.
Wow. There it is.
And I was sweating it.
Are you going to send a check to Joey Harrington?
You know, Brett Favre won that game.
Yeah, he did.
He came out in the second half.
Yeah, as much as Joey Harrington lost it, Brett Favre won it more.
Yeah. Whew.
Brett Favre is a stud.
Yeah.
He is. Can't argue with that.
Proud to have him.
Hello.
Hey, hola.
Hey.
Hola.
Hi.
Listen, just talking about the game yesterday.
Yep.
Talking about the reaction. What was your favorite moment during because you were there for the whole roller coaster ride?
Either when I made some comment, I just something like Packers suck, and you said you're not going to ruin my goddamn day of joy.
Oh, I did say that.
My
that's fair.
Day of joy.
That's a quote,
right?
But how about the fact that you and Mom really did say to me, go put on your lucky socks and your lucky shirt? Marty?
Yeah, why would that be my favorite moment?
I thought that because it was kind of, we came together as a family.
I'd pick run, you son of a bitch, run, you dumb bastard, over that.
Well, that's what I was yelling at him on green. I mean, I was happy. I was yelling at him because I was happy. You're like, right.
And then it was called back, of course.
Yeah, on a flag. Oh, killed me.
And Bart got the pleasure of telling you that there was a flag.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. He loved it.
Hey, of course.
I won. Boy, I like that. Jesus, I like
sure
that.
Sure did. That was
lucky
close.
You took down those Post-it notes.
What?
You're just lucky you took down the Post-it notes.
This is another problem, having a college kid home from school. A college kid who is 6'1 and can jump higher than I can.
Mm-hmm.
He's in my TV room. We're watching the games. And he says, Dad, where's some Post-it notes? They're on the desk. He writes, Packers sucks. Lions rule. Favre is gay, and he walks all over the room and jumps up and puts these Post-it notes, like he can jump 8 feet in the air.
Yeah, right.
And he says, you're not going to be able to get those down unless you get a chair. So now, everywhere I look in the room, I'm not kidding, there are Post-it notes that say, Packers suck, Lions rule, Favre is gay.
So Bart, do you don't share the love of the Packers that your father has?
I just like seeing my father upset.
Of course.
However, come on. Be honest now. You put on the Packer jersey yesterday.
Yes, I did put on a Packers uniform to make you feel better.
There you go.
Well, I felt bad after you yelled at me.
Oh, sure you did. Sure you did.
Oh, he's being the good, loyal son.
I did.
Okay. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, Dad?
Yeah.
One real quick thing?
Yes?
Did you read Will Bowen's column this morning?
Isn't this a father-son moment?
It is.
Yes, I did read Michael Wilbon today.
Okay, because it says their hobo-looking coach.
Belichick. See, I want to just say, that's a great thing about having a son. Because yesterday, we were just watching the highlights, and I said, look at Belichick. Look at the way Belichick dresses.
Looks like a homeless guy.
Belichick takes, like, whatever the fancy sweatshirts are that they give him,
right.
And he takes a pair of scissors and just cuts the sleeves off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, cuts them off like halfway past his elbow.
So the threads are hanging down.
And he looks like a homeless guy. He does. All right, I'll see you later, bud. Or just hang up.
Happy holidays.
Just hang up. At least I don't have to get the tattoo today.
Yeah. No, but Jay Dubs does.
And I told Dubs, he was here at a quarter till two when I got here. And he was, I guess, we'll find out from him. He was on heaven. He was on heaven's the door in the first half.
Yeah.
The second half was awful.
Yeah.
I mean,
Brett Favre did win the game. But that is one suck team.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I think the biggest suck team in the NFL.
I had to tell him. He had me. I mean,
He had me by the short hair yesterday.
You never saw a bunch of guys that didn't want to close a deal more than Detroit.
I was so afraid yesterday. And I'm sitting there the whole time wearing all my Packer junk saying, this is Brett Favre. And Frieda saying stuff to me like, hey, what are you talking to him? He can't hear you.
And didn't Mariucci have a time with the San Francisco 49ers where he was kind of the coach?
Yeah.
And yesterday you had that great look that happens to all Detroit Lions coaches where they're on the sidelines.
The big going, bags under their eyes.
Wah!
He looked good with the wind yesterday as well. So anyway, that was, I got more weekend stuff, but we don't have time now.
Wow.
Yeah, but that Ocean's 12. Don't waste your time.
Did you go see it?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Sorry to hear that.
Had a better time talking to Hughes' wife.
We'll
have a big show today. We'll find out if we're fired, if I'm fired during this break.
Very good.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Uncle Dolph.
Aegon. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I have a gift for you.
Did they make you break rocks in prison?
Oh, no, Aegon. But I did something much harder than that, thank you. I wrote a book.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Right.
I don't reckon it'll happen again for months and months and months. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. The best Arnie
Long. Merry Christmas.
My own chimes with this. It's cool.
Yeah.
What, Mike? If you were going to do that perfectly, you'd hit it once.
Just like, I know.
Dang. But then it would really sound like we're playing on it.
But you wouldn't be able to. I could do it in time, but just.
Even though it wouldn't be as much fun. No.
Yeah. That's me putting that chime in.
Good job, man.
See? Throw your curveball. Okay.
You always have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Hey, thank you, buddy. You. Thank you.
That's for you.
Oh, and that's the wrong button. Right.
We are.
We're in the festive holiday season.
Sure. Yeah. Are. Okay. Yes. Same to you, Ralph.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, God.
I was looking for this, and here it is, same place as it always is.
All right.
Pick the Pros with Rich Eisen, coming up this Friday.
Oh.
Talking football with Rich Eisen. It's from Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of the music and movies you love than Tower.
Tower!
So we've got J-Dubs coming in to get his Green Bay Packers tattoo today. And we'll have, the picture of that will be on...
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I gotta look at the buttons. I can't do it by touch. I couldn't do this if I was blind. DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Very good.
We'll have the picture there in the daily audio segment, or the daily log.
And right. From looking at all the tattoo stuff that's on the counter here, I think this is going to be a slightly more elaborate project than just the letters last time.
Yeah. J-Dubs had Indianapolis on his back last time. Now it's going to be the Green Bay G, I think, with a nice little green outline.
Yeah, square outline, like a banner.
So in the spirit of that, we've got a guy named Ryan Carney here on the telephone. He goes to Ball State University.
Oh.
And Buzz, that is...
David Letterman's college.
Correct. Big fan of David Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
He has David Letterman, the face of David Letterman, tattooed on him. Also Paul Schaefer.
Wow, he is a big fan.
Wow. And recently had Biff Henderson tattooed.
Oh.
And he was on the Letterman show. So we're going to talk to him about his ridiculous tattoo.
Where's Alan Coulter?
We'll ask him in a second. Mm-hmm. First, here's what Letterman had to say about this guy who's on the phone, Ryan Carney.
Listen to this. In our green room tonight, we have a gentleman by the name of Ryan Carney. He's a student at Ball State University majoring in telecommunications.
Oh, yes.
My particular field.
Yes, mine too.
I attended Ball State University.
Oh.
Turn on the camera and let's say hello to Ryan Carney. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, Dave. How are you
doing? Nice to see you. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
So you're a sophomore at Ball State, is that right?
So they go through all that junk, right. And then why he's on the Letterman show.
Ryan, the reason you're here tonight, and I find this fascinating, if not a little odd, tell the folks about some tattoos that you have on your left leg, I believe it is.
I got four Lake Show-related tattoos.
Lake Show-related tattoos,
oh,
all right,
no.
Let's take a look at them.
My first one here is the lovely marquee.
Yeah, that's the logo there.
Marquee. And I got you, Dave.
Okay, yeah.
You should see this.
Back here, I got Paul and Alan.
Alan. Alan's Walter Mike.
Oh, he's got Alan.
He does. I didn't know that.
Whoa. Hey. And when people see those on your body, I assume others have seen those.
Yeah.
What is the reaction?
Anywhere from amazement to I'm kind of an idiot or something like that.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like J-Dubs, doesn't it?
What is it about these guys that cover their bodies with tattoos?
And then finally, they go through the entire Letterman show, and he gets Biff Henderson done.
Ryan Kearney. Ryan, how's it going, my friend? You close?
It looks like we're almost done.
All right, Brad, let me take a look at that, if you don't mind.
There he is, like the J-Dubs of the David Letterman show.
Oh, he sounds exactly like Dubs, you know, explaining why the tattoos. I don't know. I think, you know, maybe a good thing.
Here he is now, Ball State University, Ryan Kearney. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, dude, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
All right, Ryan, what the hell's wrong with you?
nothing.
good Ryan, answer. Ryan, do you think you are addicted to tattoos?
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens. Now, Ryan... Ryan?
Yeah.
Now, you didn't try very hard on the Letterman show. I want you to try harder on this show.
Yeah.
I want
you didn't try hard on the Letterman show. That's his favorite
that's
show.
True, but I want you with longer sentences, Ryan. We want, just like a college professor would say, when you turn in the term paper, slightly longer sentences. Do you think you could do that for us?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Do that.
Good
very well.
I love it when you get all collegiate on someone's ass.
Well, he's majoring in my, you know, that was my major in college communications.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Dude, we got a guy that works here at the station named J Dubs. Now, I don't want to put you in the same ball of wax as I would put him, and I want to generalize with these broad strokes, but he's really retarded, and he makes ridiculous bets on the Detroit Lions, and, you know, they stink, and he loses every time, and it's not like we're coming to him, and he's done this with other people as well. No one comes to him to say, J-Dubs, bet a tattoo.
He seems to enjoy covering his body with ink.
And as you may know, Detroit got beat by Green Bay yesterday. I'm a Green Bay fan. He's a Detroit fan. So today he's going to get the Green Bay logo tattooed on himself. And we thought of no one better than you, Ryan Kearney. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can explain to us the criminal mind of J-Dubs. Why exactly do you serial tattooists feel the need to fill up your bodies?
Excellent question.
Yeah. Well,
please remember what Mr. O'Meara said to you before we started this interview. What was that again? What did the college professor say, Mike?
Please, longer sentences. It is a radio interview. We do not have the assistance of a video.
Ryan?
Image.
Yeah.
Ryan, why do you think you like all those Letterman tattoos so bad?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I just wanted something that no one else has. No. And so I decided to start doing this. And I just... Like after I forgot my first Alan Coulter tattoo, I just started getting addicted. I didn't plan on getting all this done.
And incidentally, Ryan,
yeah.
I want to say thank you because you did a great job. That was a much longer sentence. With the Alan Coulter, was he the very first tattoo that you got?
Yeah.
Why is that?
That's like the most obscure one. That's interesting.
Well, when I first started out, I didn't plan on getting like the whole cast and everything. I just planned on getting like... just a cool tattoo that no one else would ever have.
Well, I don't think anyone else would want an Alan Coulter tattoo. Why?
Exactly.
Why'd you start with him, though?
Well, I was looking for something that was just kind of funny and kind of obscure and weird, and then I was looking on the Letterman website, and I love Letterman. I've been watching it for years.
Right.
And so I just thought, I was like, man, that's a good picture.
Did you think when you got your first tattoo that this would ever be your ticket to your 15 minutes of fame?
The artist, like, he said something about it. He's like, man, you could probably get on the show and do something with it.
Uh-huh.
So and then he said, get the whole cast around, and I started thinking about that. And
I just want to say it's a bit of a relief to hear that, that there may have been
somebody,
at least a thought before we got all the other tattoos.
Yeah.
When you finally got on the show with Letterman, Mike's not happy. That was another one-word answer.
No, it's all right. He's okay. He's doing okay.
When you finally got on the show and you got to meet Letterman, did you creep him out?
No, he said it was kind of weird, but he said it was kind of flattering, too, so I think it was equal to tough out, hopefully.
What year are you in at Ball State, Ryan?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore.
Right. Oh, same as my kid.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you, son?
19, sir.
19, oh, same age as my kid.
Are there any other tats besides the Letterman theme that you have on your body?
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's not a theme. I have Simpsons tattoo.
You have a Simpsons. Where would the Simpsons tattoo be?
Have you seen pictures of where all my other tattoos are?
No, we have seen no pictures of you whatsoever.
Are you on the web? That was not even a word. That was like just
the internet.
I have my own website where I put pictures of it up, but
that would be the question. What would that be?
If you have the address, we can go there right now. Please
hold on. Let me find it real quick.
Oh, you don't know if I know his own.
No, I don't. It's some long retarded thing.
Oh, good. We love those. It's appropriate.
There it goes. http://.
Are you retarded?
Slash.
Yeah.
R.E. Carney. C-A-R-N-E-Y.
We got a winner here.
Yeah.
Dot iWeb.
Sure.
Dot BSU.
It's not a rhetorical question.
Dot EDU.
Uh-huh.
Did you get that, Buzz? I'm sorry.
That's it, right?
Slash Dave Tripp.
Of course.
Are you retarded?
Dot HTML.
Wow. Man, that's deep.
That is.
That's deep into some website.
Buzz, you're a good guy. If you got that.
Yeah. Did you get it?
You were able to decipher that?
I was. Now the pictures don't expand, but they're on here along with a lot of tourist pictures apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, where are the tattoo
pictures?
Oh, they're all right there.
All right. That's Alan Coulter, as you can clearly see.
They're all right there.
The Alan Coulter is funny. Off the hook.
It is like funny.
And there's Dave in the upper right.
And then I think if you scroll to the very, very, very bottom, you'll see a really bloody looking Biff Henderson.
Sure, we got time.
You know.
Whoever's doing your work, did you bring your own tattoo artist with you?
No, they supplied me with a really good one.
That's an amazing one with Biff.
He could probably get on the Today Show and say,
it looks like Al Roker.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what he said.
Buzz, if you scroll down, can we see this guy's face? Let me see what he looks like. See where.
Yeah, scroll up one.
Scroll up one. Buzz, can you scroll up?
A little picture.
Wait, hold on. Down, Buzz. Move down, please. Down.
Scroll up from Biff. All right.
Okay, and... Okay, there's... Which one are you? Are you in the red or the blue?
He's next to Rupert.
Yeah,
I see. Okay, so he's wearing like the red Adidas top.
Yeah, that red thing.
Hey, Buzz...
He looks like Dubs.
We will...
He does. He looks like J. Dubs. They could be brothers. You could be Justy Johnson's brother.
Yeah. He has the same winning smile.
He does. Yeah. Happy-go-lucky.
You would not believe, I'm not kidding, Ryan.
They look like brothers.
You would not believe how much you look like the guy who's getting the Green Bay Packers tattoo today.
Funny.
We'll put a link to this on our website.
Sure.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. Buzz, what's that address? Is it easier? Maybe it'd be easier if you read it.
It's R.E. Carney, just after the HTP, you know, after the slashes. Yeah, no right. W's, just R.E. Carney, that's Carney with an E, dot iWeb. .bsu.edu/DaveTripp.html. Excellent.
Pretty simple.
It's left at the Exxon.
Ball State. It's the Ball State.
Brian, have the offers come pouring in for you after this major national television exposure and now a semi-national radio exposure?
Regional, coast to coast.
Coast to coast regional show. Are you being deluged with offers?
Not quite. I was on quite a few different radio stations. From like Davenport, Salt Lake City, Seattle.
Hey, but did they have a retarded guy like you who was getting lots of tattoos?
Yeah, this is the first tattoo one, which I was.
Yeah,
all right.
Hey, Carney.
Yeah.
You know it'd be nice. What if you did a tattoo of Don and Mike?
Oh, shut up, Rob.
Hey,
Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan, he's probably listening in the back room right now, this guy, J. Dubs, who's going to get... He already has... How many Detroit Lions?
He's got tattoos all over his body.
He has a tattoo that says Detroit Lions 2005 Super Bowl champions because he was so sure they were going to win this year. Uh-huh. He has the score of a Lions-Redskins game. He has the word Indianapolis on his back, big like the players do on the back of their jersey.
That's from the bet where you bet him and they lost again.
Again, he approached me, and
that's right.
Just like with the Packers thing. What would you say to him? He's in the room right now. You two are obviously cut from the same cloth.
Absolutely.
I mean, twin sons of different mothers. What would you say to J. Dubs listening in the other room from one tattoo retard to another?
He's got quite an obsession with football and the Lions. That's pretty much it.
Excellent, Ryan. Thank you very much.
Well said, Ryan.
And Ryan, what's your GPA?
I think it's about 3.5 or 7. Not that high. Yeah, it is.
Whatever.
We're going to give you the correct answer. Would it be I don't know?
No, it's between like 3.3 and 3.5.
3.3. All right, very good. And would this be the best radio interview you've done so far?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah. There you go. Smart boy.
And
boy.
Mike, would this be the best interview you've done so far?
In my career, Rob.
It's okay.
Absolutely.
Me too.
I've enjoyed it. Well, he's a good Irishman. You know, Carney.
All right, Ryan. Thank you for being on. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Ryan.
I rather like them.
You know, they make that big deal about SAT scores and GPAs. Yeah, I think it's more proof anybody can get into college.
It's
it's like Letterman's plaque says at Ball State, to all the C students who will follow me.
At Ball State, isn't it like some of those colleges where it's not like a 1 to 4 scale? It's more like a 1 to 15 scale.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's got a 3-5 on the 1
sure.
to 15 scale.
Yeah, sure. He's fine.
And I liked him.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Good kid. Him. Good kid.
Well spoken. Lot to say.
And really, does look like J. Dubs.
Scary looks like J. Dubs. J. Dubs with longer hair.
It's a shame there's no picture of him with his shirt on.
You know, whatever he's got myths. I bet he does. I don't know. Where is J. Dubs right now?
I don't know.
Hello?
Hi, B.A.
Hey.
Hey, do you know where J. Dubs is?
Yeah, let me get him on the phone. Do you want him to come in?
No, I just put him on the phone.
Okay, for a moment.
He's a lot more fun on the phone sometimes.
Justy Johnson.
Oh.
Hey, Dusty, Justy, yeah. Justy, did you hear that guy?
Yes, he sounded eerily like me.
Eerily.
See, yeah. But that kid, I bet Ryan wouldn't use the word eerily.
That's true.
And that's J. Dubs' lengthy broadcast resume.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between Justy Johnson and Ryan Carney.
Now, I was pretty disappointed that you didn't ask me the question, is your mom a janitor? Because that's too weird.
You brought that up.
Yeah.
Maybe his mom is a janitor. Maybe you have that in common with him as well.
And head of the janitors union, isn't that right, Justy?
Well, I wouldn't shoot that high.
Didn't your mom say that when she was on the show when you got the last tattoo?
You did?
Yeah, but I doubt his mom is that.
I see.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant.
All right, thank you,
thanks, Stubbs.
Bye bye. See you in an hour. Hey, are you worried?
No, obviously not.
I guess he's not.
Always such a struggle to just communicate basic thoughts to him.
That's why it would have been so bad to lose the bet.
Your mom's better than the janitor's union, right? No, his mom? What?
He's a good boy.
He is a good boy.
He's a good boy. Yeah.
How would you feel about him if you were getting a Detroit Lions tattoo?
I would want to punch him in the face. I swear to God I would. But I would get the tat. Yeah. I would get the tat.
Absolutely.
I was worried.
As a matter of fact, I'm not going to do this, but I had debated with the thought. Once I do the Packers one, say, what the hell? I'll get the old G on my shoulder. Mm-hmm. But,
no.
I'm happy with my one tat.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I'm not addicted like those retarded boys are.
Yeah, no. I think if you get two, that's when the sleeve starts to develop. That's when the addiction takes hold.
I like what your wife said once. She said, if once you get more than one, you become one of those people.
She did say that. We have to do this. We'll be right back, everybody. Oh, not that, Robbie. This. No, okay. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You know me. I hate being difficult.
I know.
I know, that's not you.
But I think this machine has to be in my eyesight. I've got to be able to see the buttons.
Makes sense. Maybe you could wear one of those headsets like they have in the military when they fly those Apache helicopters where you can kind of blink at it. You know?
Oh, those are cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. They have those in videos. Oh, dude, Walker.
Even tastier than Chef Boyardee.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. Okay. So now we're back on the network. And hello, everybody. Dubs will be getting his tattoo in about an hour. Oh, don't forget, 5B. big ways to win big. I screwed that up?
No, perfect.
Five big ways to win big.
All right.
$1,000 every day we're giving it away.
Wow.
Christmas cash, dreidel dollars every day this week on the Don and Mike Show.
Good.
So as I mentioned, I was telling you about the best weekend of all time.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it.
The best weekend of all time.
Part of the weekend really was this awful George Lopez show that Frida and I watched and got drunk and watched and taped and watched.
Got a shock job.
Yes, George Lopez. Now, keep in mind, it's a Disney production.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done in an awful, cheap Disney way. They've got him in a room that doesn't look like a real radio studio.
Okay.
He, of course, is just talking into a microphone. He has engineers that run everything.
No headphones?
No, he didn't have headphones on.
Oh, although, he had headphones.
Although he wears the Sam Jackson backwards hat, you know, that hat that Sam Jackson makes famous?
Yes, exactly.
He's got that on because he's got an edge.
Sure, right. Make him look edgier.
And his DJ name is The Bleacher Bum. Yeah. And he works on the All Sports station in Chicago. And you see, Mike, there's a new disc jockey coming to town, the Hitman. And you can't make this junk up.
No. Right. Hank Romero was the Bleacher Bum's name.
That's his real name.
His family called him Hank, but he was
and it's a very talented George Lopez.
Yeah, and so handsome. They really photographed him well.
I'll tell you the story, and then we'll hear some of these clips, because it cracked my ass up.
He wasn't wearing one of his sensible suits.
No, he had
that he wears all the time.
No, although he did wear
sensible conservative suits.
He did have a lot of like cashmere long sleeve golf shirts on.
Yeah, okay, because he's got to still dress like George Lopez does.
So we're watching this thing, and at one point, the whole point is he does a show, and some sick kid calls him up and says, "Don't be mean."
Mm-hmm.
And he spends, and you'll hear on the tape, 3 hours telling the kid that he's an idiot. Although of course he doesn't ever say you're an idiot because it's Disney.
That's right.
He just says, you got rocks in your head.
Uh-huh.
As it turns out, that child, that sweet child, is dying.
Oh, no.
So the manager comes in after his show and says, and I love this also about fake radio on TV, we just got the instant ratings in. The Hitman is, like, you get ratings every day. The Hitman's coming, and this is a PR nightmare. That kid that you turned into mincemeat today, he's dying. Damage control. And George Lopez says, what do you want me to do? And he says, go to his house. So the shock jock goes to the dying kid's house.
Uh-huh.
The dying kid says, you just have to be nice. For one day, be nice on your show.
Everything's connected.
Yeah. Okay, Rob remembers more detail.
Well, I had to watch it this morning.
To get off the faith.
Right. Part of the lesson.
Yeah.
So he goes in the next, and as it turns out, oh my gosh, the day that he's going to be nice is the day that the Hitman starts.
Yeah, Monday.
So he's very nice, and his ratings immediately go down within 3 days.
Yeah.
Now, he's also awful. Frida loved this part. Oh, speaking of Michael Hughes' wife, Frida loved this part. That at one point, George Lopez, do you have the, were you talking about his wife and how his daughter should shave her legs?
No, that was right as you called me, so I can get the tape in time.
While he still is mean, and do the Dr. Evil quotation marks, he's talking about Christmas. And he's saying, my wife gets all wound up about Christmas, she turns into a zombie. And my daughter, you know what you need to buy her for Christmas? You need to buy her a razor so she can shave her legs. And of course, the mom and the daughter are listening at home, and mom says, let's turn this off now. We've heard enough.
Uh-huh.
And Frida laughs. She says, oh, does this sound familiar to you? And we're laughing and we're watching. And as the show goes on, Frida got the biggest laugh when the shock jock's wife left him.
Okay.
Because he just couldn't be nice.
Right.
He That's couldn't right. do it. Mike, he lost all of his listeners. He got moved to midnight.
Oh, no.
He was on ESPN doing a debate with the Hitman, and he refused to be mean.
Wow.
But he found, when he went on the midnight shift on the All Sports station, that the nicer he talked to people, the more people would come up to him in the mall and say, you know, I heard your show last night, and my life has really been turned around. So, this piece of crap ends with the kid having been dead all along. And it was a ghost that was talking to George Lopez, who helped George Lopez to realize that it didn't really matter what he did on the radio. He just had to be a nice guy.
Oh, I'm crying already.
I mean, it's
good
garbage.
Story.
Now that
Christmas classic. And
then
how does this tie into Disney? Does this mean they'll be doing nice things? Does this mean Michael Eisner will be doing nice things now or what?
I don't think so. Here he is.
Story.
Here's the opening of the shock jock George Lopez's show, okay?
Okay, I'm not even going to waste my time on I told you so's. Embarrassing, pathetic, abusive, yes, abusive to the hardworking people of this city who spend their hard-earned dollars.
The bums lie!
And for what? For a bunch of overpaid, underachieving, spoiled losers? Michael from Glencoe, am I right or am I right?
Talk fast, you lousy bum. Michael from Glencoe, am I right?
How many times did he tell you geniuses,
turn down your radio?
Oh, yeah.
So when you're hearing the sounds like, get out of here, you bum. You're seeing his big fat finger press a button indicating that he's playing like I just did with my big fat finger playing a sound effect. So now you've heard the intro and you've heard what his shocking show is all about.
Of course.
Here he is now, George Lopez. Do nice words help?
Hey, Doc, let me ask you something. Is it possible a guy like me, you know...
Oh, this is after he's been to the house, he's seen the dying kid.
Uh-huh. Right.
The kid says... To make it right, you have to be nice on your show.
Is it possible?
So now George Lopez is talking to a doctor.
A guy like me.
Hey, Doc, let me ask you something. Is it possible a guy like me, you know, a radio guy, but, you know, not me, of course, you know, could say a bunch of nice stuff, you know, put out positive vibes?
Yeah.
I mean, that couldn't save someone's life, could it?
Yeah.
You can tell me I'm crazy at any time and I'll just shut up.
You suck, George.
I'm not crazy at all.
Congratulations.
Marcus.
Hank's posed a rather interesting question. Can individual A, public persona, affect the health of individual B by the simple utterance of...
Okay, so you get the gist of that.
That's really good.
Here's the next scene. He's now... Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. There you go.
Yeah, that was mean.
You're on with the bum. Here he is doing the show now, doing the nice show.
Okay.
You're on with the bum.
Hey, can you believe Dion Bailey did it again? My man hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to win the game.
Actually, bum, I'm feeling kind of blue.
Well, then change your shirt, Paul. Does anybody out there want to talk sports?
Oh, and now it's the... Now you're seeing the picture of the phone lines, which have been ringing.
Uh-huh.
No one's ringing.
That's right.
Now what Disney's doing is they're letting you know that because he's been so bold...
And yeah, nobody's listening to him anymore.
In one day.
Uh-huh.
It's only one show that he was nice on. Right. But on this one show, he lost all his listeners.
The instant ratings.
That's all it takes. A good lesson, really.
Yeah.
Okay. There's your TV movie music, too.
Now he's just saying...
I'm sorry. Paul, if you're still listening, call back. Okay. You can tell me all about your blues, and I can tell you all about mine.
And, of course, you know, keep in mind, this, he's supposed to be doing a radio show.
Right.
So while all the music is playing,
mm-hmm.
he's just sitting, not saying anything on the radio. He's looking in the window at the engineer like,
hello.
So now he's going on ESPN. And here's the problem.
A Disney property.
He's got to do this radio debate with a hot new hitman. And
do we hear that?
Yes, we do. And he just can't be mean to the guy.
No. Who plays the hitman? Paul Rodriguez?
Some guy who actually, Frida thought it was Greg Kinnear. I mean, looked like Greg Kinnear. It was not Greg Kinnear.
Right.
Anyway, here he is. ESPN with the hitman.
With 605 stations across North America, please welcome the reigning king of syndicated sports radio in his first live Chicago appearance, the hitman.
Studio audience, of course, on ESPN.
Doing
mixed reviews.
But who's counting? Great to be here, man.
And now, Chicago's number one man in the afternoon, the man who's given me a whole new meaning, Hank. The Bleacher Bum Ramiro!
You have to imagine.
And they're going on like for a debate?
Yes. And the set is like... Let me pause it for a second. The set is like... What's that? Saved by the Bell. Okay. It looks like
it's cheap. Wow.
The set of ESPN,
elaborate.
While Stuart Scott is indeed at the anchor desk,
right,
because that was filmed in Bristol, where they're showing the shots of the crowd, they're sitting.
Is it Stuart Scott?
Yeah.
Oh, he does it?
Of course.
Shocker they were able to get Stuart Scott.
Yeah, well, ESPN, ABC.
Yeah, but, you know it's got to be Stuart Scott.
So the shot of the audience, they're sitting in desks. It's like in a classroom, like in a high school classroom, like it was a set from Saved by the Bell.
Oh,
and
my
they just
God.
Said, you know, to save money, yeah, let's film this.
Oh, they went, Disney's not cheap.
So here's more of the studio audience.
Well, it's pretty clear our studio audience definitely has a feeling for who's the top dog in Chicago sports radio. But coming to new markets and taking on the number one guy is nothing new to you, Hitman. In fact,
Hitman,
you promised to take over the top spot within 6 weeks or you'll pull the plug.
6 weeks.
Guaranteed.
That's how it happens in radio, that fast.
More like Christmas. That sound about right to you over there, bum?
Not quite. Sorry to disappoint you.
See, he refuses to play.
That was a little challenge, folks.
Yeah, the other DJ is taunting him, and
he's not fighting back because he's good.
And what happens, Mike, when you do that? You get bad instant ratings.
Yeah, instant. They come in with a piece of paper.
Oh, you should see these.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on Sports Radio WTA.
These numbers can't be right. Okay, lose half my audience in 3 days.
Well, you did. The suits won't stick with sports.
Three days.
Hold on.
Half his audience.
The suits.
3 days. Yeah.
The suits won't stick with sports.
This is the old thing again. Yeah,
oh, you should see these.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on Sports Radio WTA.
These numbers can't be right. Okay, lose half my audience in 3 days.
Well, you did. The suits won't stick with sports if the hitman owns drive time. So here's the deal, Hank. Either you go back to your nasty old self, we're going to midnights.
Going to midnight, Hank.
What's it going to be?
I love Disney.
Okay, Kevin, not now.
That's right.
Midnights, Hank. Midnights.
Stick to your guns, Hank.
He's going to be true to his soul, Buzz.
Sure, good.
Midnights it is.
Sorry, too.
I'm going to go to midnight.
In three days.
Wow.
So, now he wants his old slot back.
This is the worst.
I want my old slot back.
Too late, my friend. Corporate sent word today. First of the year, we're switching over to easy listening. We're all out of jobs.
Yeah. Now, that's too
they
great.
They got all the jargon that they put in there to make it seem authentic.
Uh-huh. Corporate called.
Yes, we're going to easy listening.
I want my old slot back.
Too late, my friend.
Corporate sent word today. First of the year, we're switching over to easy listening. And we're all out of jobs. Well, so we still got time to change their minds.
Bum, there's nothing I'd like better than to see you back where you belong. You know that.
I know.
So what's the problem?
Bum.
The problem is I needed you to be the nasty guy I brought up here from Fort Wayne. Guy, check the hitman's heart out to be number one.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, Kevin, I'm that guy, all right? So call corporate and tell them to hold their horses, all right? We can do this.
Hold their horses.
Yeah? Yeah.
Well, you, yeah.
The writing is delicious. Yeah.
So now, okay, now.
Now he's back being mean again,
back,
huh?
Oh, hold on. Here's someone who has the name of the guy who was the hitman. Do you care? Cliff.
I do.
Cliff?
Don and Mike, how's
yeah.
it going?
Hey, Cliff, what's the guy's name?
It's Greg Bischoff from the WWF Wrestling Federation. he's one of Vince McMahon's freaking cronies.
Okay, thank you. That makes it even better. Thank you. I agree with Frieda. It kind of looks like Greg Kinnear.
Well, that's his big acting break. Yeah.
So now he goes back, and he's going to be the old guy.
Okay.
But Mike can't do it.
He can't do it anymore?
No. Can't do it. And now he's going to find
out. Hold your horses.
Now he's going to find out the kid that made him go nice is really dead.
Oh, so it's a wonderful life.
Oh, see, now he's calling out to him. And he can't understand why he has conversations with this kid,
right?
Yet no one else can see him or hear him. And also why...
That's an original theme.
He's talking to him on the telephone, and then he comes inside his house, and he says, his wife says, "Where have you been? Dinner was hours ago." And he says, "I was with the dying kid." And she says, "I don't believe you." And he says, "Call him." And he picks the phone. "Hi, this is Michael. Leave a message." And he goes, "Michael, this is Hank. Where are you?"
Oh, man. He's really earning his mouse ears.
So now listen to this. The kid's dead.
Michael! Michael!
He's really stretching as an actor, isn't Michael. He?
Sure is.
Hi, Hank.
Oh, what's going on, kid? I got some crazy call from a guy claiming to be your coach who said that you were...
I was dead.
good actor he is.
Yeah, what kind of crazy sick old guy calls on Christmas Eve and says that you're...
I am dead. I died 2 days after Thanksgiving, the day after you first came to my house.
Okay, I get it. So for the last month, I've turned my life completely upside down, listening to somebody who's not really there?
That's right.
Which makes you an angel, right?
More like an angel. I'm training.
For shock radio.
It'd be funny, you might notice that I'm not exactly laughing.
Bring in
Why
the
is
string!
It that you can never call me, but I could call you.
Caller ID, you were screening your calls.
Why is it,
Do you man? Remember seeing me in the ambulance after your sound incident?
Do you remember?
Kid, I got knocked out, man. I was hallucinating. Okay,
Kid.
You weren't there. You took the L home, remember?
I was hallucinating.
Shock jock, gone good.
Angel thing is, it's like your radio show. I can be in a lot of places and no one can see me.
It's like the radio. It's almost over.
Like Omaha.
Excuse me?
How do you think your signal got all the way to Nebraska?
Oh, I forgot that part. His wife, who left him, was in the car. She was miles away. She was in another state. And for some reason, the skies parted.
Sure.
And she was able to hear a radio station from Chicago all the way in Nebraska.
Wow.
And that's when she decided to go back to him. And then, once they're all happy, guess who wants him back? Corporate.
Corporate calls. Huh? They know talent.
Hey! There you are.
Ratings through the roof today.
Today.
You buried the hitman.
Today.
I buried him. Corporate, they want you back. Your old slot. But your way. Sports, self-help, home improvement, gardening, anything you want, Hank.
He gets to do the gardening.
Okay.
Oh, that is. The ratings went up today. You got half your listeners back.
Everything you wanted to do. Self-help.
Yes, gardening.
Someday, you too.
See here.
Hey! There you are. Ratings are through the roof today. You buried the hitman. I just got off of corporate. They want you back. Your old slot. But your way. Sports, self-help, home improvement, gardening, anything you want, Hank. I love you, man.
That is horrible.
It's great.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's great.
Will it be on next year?
Yes.
I hope, Bud.
I missed it.
Destined to be a holiday classic.
It'll be on in my house every year because I got...
What is the name of it? What's it called?
The name of it is Naughty or Nice.
Naughty or Nice.
Starring George Lopez as a shock jock.
They called. You got your slow show back. Corporate called. Corporate.
Because don't forget, he's outspoken.
Yes.
He's mean.
Yeah.
Itchy. Hello, everyone.
The bleacher bum.
The hat.
I think they really racked their brains coming up with that name.
In Chicago.
Live from downtown Chicago, the captain of cruel, the master of mean, the prince of put down. Here he is, Hank, the bleacher bum, Romero.
Yeah, he's so mean.
You know what was great in the air studio behind him, the big caricature of him?
Oh, yeah, like a bus board.
And then you guys had like a promo where he's working with Eisner with the ears and stuff like that.
That is halfway through the show.
Oh, halfway.
So this is at the halfway.
The show for Disney. Yeah.
Right. So halfway through the show, Eisner comes out, and here's George Lopez stepping out of character.
And you want to hear a guy with a great voice.
You should see these.
Oh, hold on. That was his battery.
Listen to Eisner. You want to talk about a guy that really knows how to enunciate.
He still wants to be Walt, doesn't he?
Hello. Michael Eisner, head of Walt Disney. Original family programs and movies are the cornerstone of entertainment here in the wonderful world of Disney.
They sure are.
And joining us now is the star of tonight's special holiday movie.
His
own hit series here on ABC.
Our Spanish whore.
Lopez.
George Lopez.
Michael.
Thanks for inviting me. You know, Disney and I go way back.
I did hear an interesting story.
Since I was sweeping floors, is this the Disneyland?
Yeah, I had such a great time. You know, and as a souvenir of my visit, I really wanted my grandmother to give me the Mickey ears hat with my name written on it. But instead, she told me that my ears stuck out further than the ones on the hat, so why didn't she just write my name across
my George,
forehead?
Hey, George, corporate just called.
Needless to say.
your ratings are down.
But we thought we should give you a present from the mouse himself.
Thanks, Mickey.
I know.
Again, thank you for joining us here.
Yeah, Mickey comes out.
Disney.
And enjoy the rest of tonight's presentation of Naughty or Nice. Happy holidays.
Naughty or Nice.
You know, I think my grandmother was right, Michael. My ears are bigger.
Ba-da!
That
That's sweet.
That is good.
Oh, God. And Eisner, so, yeah, he wants to be Walt, but he can't pull it off.
It's the best.
It's frightening.
And meanwhile, he's having like the big corporate battle. You want to talk about corporate? How about Eisner's bumper stickers? Bring Roy back.
Hold on. Let's hear the bad ratings again.
You should see these.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on Sports Radio WDA.
These numbers can't be right. Can I lose half my audience in 3 days?
That's what you did.
3 days.
The suits won't stick with sports if the hitman owns drive.
Watch out for the suits there.
So here's the deal, Hank.
Bum.
You go back to your nasty old self.
Oh, God.
We're going to Midnight's.
I love it. I'm telling you, we loved it. And it was as Disney wants. It brought my family together.
I have only one feeling since you capsulized that and condensed it. Thank you. Because I would not have sat in front of the TV for that.
We all think.
Hey, one day, they're gone.
Now they're back.
They're back.
I can't believe I lost my whole audience in 3 days.
My ears are too big. Thank you, Michael Eisner. You are a good man, Michael Eisner.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Christmas is not about being with people you like. It's about being with your family.
The Don and Mike Show. Christmas is the time to say I love you.
How are you anyway? The Don and Mike Show.
This chime works on all these Christmas songs.
Yeah, sure. It's Christmassy.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Buzz, we have a Scott Peterson verdict.
We sure do. A verdict is in from the jury in Redwood City, California.
Hold on, let me get my music ready.
Yeah, that's a big deal. No tattoo on the line.
We didn't have any bets on this, did we?
No, I think it was a gentleman's bet we had. I thought he'd get off the first time around, so I lost.
I thought he'd be guilty, and I also think he's going to get the death penalty.
Okay, I think they'll spare his life.
Okay, let's see.
Buzz?
A lot of people thought his life would be spared. The verdict was unanimous for the death penalty for Scott Peterson. The jury deliberated for 12 hours over 3 days. The courtroom broke into cheers when the verdict was announced. The judge on February 25th will decide whether to reduce that sentence to life in prison, but the best guess is that he won't reduce the sentence.
I had a little heads up on that listening to the news this morning where the jury had requested pictures of the scenes where the wife and child had washed up on the beach.
And so that pictures was kind of Lacey and of the unborn child.
That was kind of a clue right there.
Right.
I love that we live in a country that cheers for the death penalty.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Merry Christmas.
Huzzah.
I those people on either side of the issue creep me out. The people that gather, especially when they actually perform an execution, and you get people on two sides of the fence, the people that are the pro-lifers and then the people that are cheering the death penalty.
Well, part of it is the fact that, it's the world. Is that Billy?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I bet he's mad. Part of it, because we're late today.
Oh.
Part of it is the fact that it's on TV.
Is he going to tell us to get a watch today? Is that a guy?
I think so. Billy?
Keep an eye on your watch. 9 minutes late.
There you go. Oh, dear.
I know it's my fault.
We need a new watch.
Did Rob tell you I'm sorry?
Rob said you were sorry.
I was. Did you know I was sitting here in the room with him and I just didn't have the guts to pick up the phone myself and say, hey, dude, I'm late today.
But you know what? See, when you're late, that means things are rocking.
Yeah. Oh, and they were. Billy.
It's true.
You don't know. We've had a rocking show today. Here is Billy Bush from Access Hollywood Tonight. NBC4 at 7:30 and DC everywhere else. Chuck, your local listing. Mike, how about some breaking news from Billy Bush?
Yeah, absolutely.
First, Billy, did you hear about the Peterson thing?
What happened? I've been tracking and I've been taping all day. I see him on the screen.
Oh, the death penalty, the verdict was unanimous.
Good thing.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, now.
Later, buddy.
Here is the bulletin from Billy Bush. Dick Clark is not doing the Rockin' New Year's Eve. Mike, can you guess who the replacement is?
Oh, Tony Danza.
No.
Buzz.
Billy Bush.
No.
Billy.
I was passed over.
Lay it on us.
Regis.
It's Regis.
Oh, my God.
Nobody rocks like Regis.
Oh, my Regis. God.
You know what? And because I love being honest with you guys, not only did everyone get passed over and Regis gets the gig, but I got passed over to host the Apprentice finale in favor of Regis as well, an ABC guy.
You are kidding.
Oh, my God.
Regis will be, because Trump loves Regis.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, Regis. If Regis breaks wind, Trump is the first guy to get it in a bottle.
And Regis is a guy who will do anything.
I like that bottle.
Like fireflies. He loves the Reach.
Oh, wow.
Now Regis, America loves mediocrity.
Reach hosted Trump's birthday party in Atlantic City in his casino, not on TV.
True. Yeah. Well, that's why he gets the gigs, so, right?
The question here is, why is Reach so available?
But what about the network politics? You're right. If anybody doesn't know, Regis works for Disney. That his whole show is owned by Disney. The Apprentice is owned by NBC.
It's a company called Buena Vista.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Billy works for NBC.
Yeah.
So NBC, they got to be thrilled that they got an ABC guy doing their NBC show, right?
ABC's got to be loving it because ABC's on fire. Look at this. I mean, Lost, Desperate Housewives. They've got even everything seems to be finally going right for ABC. Now they're so good. NBC was number one last year, mm-hmm. and it's fallen, you know, considerably. We can all admit that. And mm-hmm. and now ABC's loving us. They've got one of their guys hosting NBC.
Yeah.
Finale, because Trump basically wanted his way. I mean, Burnett had other things in mind for that finale. And
I can almost see Regis doing the Times Square thing, because that's the kind of, like, parade float, Al Roker kind of mamby-pamby thing that would be cool. But as far as doing The Apprentice, I would think that they want a little bit more of an edge.
I think the thinking is you know, with Trump, is the bigger the name that he can get hosting this thing. And Reach is, you know, just extremely likable.
Yeah, but Billy, come on.
Very safe. There's a lot of big... Remember the advertisers this year.
But let's be honest, though. I mean, really, if you're looking for a big name for the finale of The Apprentice...
Right.
I mean... How far below 200 do you have to go till Regis's name pops up?
Well, and also I hope he memorizes the way the game works.
Let's bring them all back. Let's see who we got here. Amorosa. Oh, no, that was last year. All right, very good.
And this Dick Clark thing. He has to have been waiting for Dick Clark to die to get this gig. Right?
I mean, really, Regis has probably been praying.
Hey, Joy, the phone call just came in. He's not going to recover from the stroke.
Oh, come on.
All right. Yeah, I know. You got to be nice.
Yeah, but come on. It's funny.
I think it's very funny, though.
It's, it's great.
10, 9, 8, 7, 4.
Kiss me, Gelman.
3, 2. Gelman, this is our big deal.
How sick is Dick Clark?
Dick Clark is fine. It's just too. Probably just his wife who didn't want to do it. But he's doing great. He's not that severely injured. Nancy O'Dell was supposed to fill in for him to announce the Golden Globes this morning, but of course the other entertainment shows went bonkers when they found out that Nancy would be doing it.
You know, I happen to watch.
There's more politics.
Oh, Dick Clark.
Politics everywhere, man.
Yeah, I happen to watch the Golden Globe announcements today, and Drea was she was all of, I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning doing this.
She's got morning voice as it is. You know, she's like, and the nominees for best actor are.
Brendan Fraser, Mira Sorvino seemed kind of like, hey, they were giving it their best effort. Drea was just like, get me back into the car and take me back home.
I need a cigarette and a balcony right now.
little weather beaten, didn't she?
She was tired. It was obvious she'd had maybe an evening before.
Yeah. All right, Billy Bush, who now has a watch, and we have a watch.
Big action tonight on the Golden Globe nominations. I was in Terry Hatcher's living room having a ball. We were all over the place.
You're a lucky guy.
Up to the minute. She's a very beautiful woman. Had her 40th birthday and looking so strong.
Lottery winner, Billy Bush.
Yeah.
Tonight, he'll have this. Oh, and also the box office for the weekend. You know, I saw Ocean's 12, and I loved the first one. I didn't think Ocean's 12 was that great, Billy.
It somehow topped 11.
Oh, it did better in its fourth weekend than Ocean's 11, though.
Right? Yeah, fourth best of all time. $41 million is big.
Wow. It's big. You're cool. All right. Yeah. What can I say? You're a lottery winner. You're Billy Bush. You're
Billy
on Access.
Bush. Thank you,
Billy. Hollywood tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be on time, I promise.
Don and Mike, thank you very much.
All right, dude. See ya. He's...
What happened there?
Anyway, he's gone. We no longer need the music.
I guess so.
As soon as Billy hangs up, the music leaves.
He's tight, bright. He's out of sight.
That's actually coming from Hollywood, guys.
You, my friend,
yeah.
How are your best voices always done when you say something like that during the commercial? I'm going to say it to you now on the air. You should work on that. You could own Billy Bush in 5 minutes.
Would you like Billy Bush for For Jeopardy guys?
He's already got it.
Yeah, fantastic. I was just scratching off a lottery ticket. I got another one. Look at this. All right. I get to go to Terry Hatcher's house.
Yeah.
And she's hot, guys. 40 and beautiful. Already got it, Don.
Yeah, I know you do.
Already taken care of you.
I know you
just
do.
Just had to move it away from Alan Thicke. Alan Thicke's just a little more severe.
Oh, that's too great.
Oh, man.
Well, you should do that tomorrow when he calls it BM.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, how you doing, guys? Yes, sir. Listen to this. Regis Philbin. Yeah, absolutely. I fell in a sewer and came up with two gold watches.
Lottery winner.
Billy Bush here.
Wow. Billy Bush.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. He's
thank
good.
You for that.
Do that tomorrow. That's killer. I know good, and that's good. Let's see. What did Billy Bush not mention?
Probably a lot of stuff.
I didn't say it like him. I swear to God, I tried not to.
No, but you said it like you. But still, it was like know. It was like the worst segue. I mean, you're trying to help out like the worst. I don't know what might he not have talked
it
about.
It would have worked better if I stayed in the Billy Bush character.
Probably a few things you've got, Don.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm trying to stop though. You know, I get kind of obsessed about it.
That's okay.
But I understand that. You probably got a lot of things that I can't say.
Hey, who's filling in for Dick Clark?
Regis Philbin. Yeah, guys, can you believe that? Wow. Regis Philbin. Also, yeah, they passed over me, and he's going to be doing The Apprentice too.
Who were you with last night?
Who was Terry Hatcher? It's lottery winner Billy Bush. She's so beautiful at 40. Absolutely, guys.
You know, my wife had one of those magazines out.
Magazine?
I think it was The Sun, where they had the entire expose, like 8 glossy pages of stars looking bad without their makeup.
Right.
Of course, the beast from the West, Kirstie Alley. It's the word. There's no good picture of this broad. But they had Terry Hatcher as well.
Without a makeup?
Without a makeup.
How'd she look?
Not good, Billy.
Not good at all?
You know who else just looked
Terry
awful?
Terry Hatcher with that makeup.
Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn.
Yeah. Not good.
She's 60, guys. Still lovely. Still living a common law relationship with Kurt Russell.
who's hosting Rock and New Year's Eve this year?
It's going to be Regis Philbin, guys. They passed over yours truly. And also for hosting The Apprentice. Yeah, I got to smooch Donald Trump a little bit more next time.
Uh-huh. You got any idea about pick three tonight?
Pick three is going to be 6-4-4.
How do you know that?
Because I'm Billy Bush's lottery winner, guys. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. Now, I know you've got a lot of other stuff that Billy didn't have, right? That's my segue.
Okay, now I'm running out of time because we have J-Dubs getting his Packers tattoo.
Listen,
here.
When I hang up, the music's going to stop, okay, guys? I understand that's the way it's going to go. Yeah, Nancy O'Dell's going to check out Dick Clark's health. Let's see what's happening with that. Hey, he's doing fine. He's not as sick as people thought.
Who's hosting the Rockin' New Year's Eve?
Yeah, the way I understand it, I just got this in Regis Philbin. That's absolutely fine, guys. He's going to be super, I'm sure. You know, he's safe.
Yeah.
Okay, feel good. That's all I got time for today. All
right, very good.
Feel good. Now, first let me tell you, this one comes from Fallujah. So don't be flipped out. Nobody dies.
Good. All right.
This is about one of our Army guys.
Okay.
But it is a feel-good.
All right.
Because this Army guy ain't the brightest guy that we've got over there.
Mm-hmm.
His name is David Battle. He's a U.S. Marine Lance Corporal.
Get it?
And he had his left hand mangled during a firefight in Fallujah.
Mm-hmm. Corporal Battle.
So the military doctors were going to cut off his wedding ring.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mine, you know, most of us have them on. Most
sure,
of us
right.
have to wear them. Mm-hmm. And they said to the guy, you've got a problem with your hand, with your finger. We're going to have to cut off the wedding ring.
Right.
He said, don't do it. They said, if we don't cut off your wedding ring, you are going to lose your finger. Do you understand? Your wedding ring is really gouging into your skin. He said, my wife is the strong, what's the quote? My wife is the strongest woman I know. I could never repay her or show her how much I love her. You must cut my finger off.
Wow.
Now, the doctors accepted his request. They cut off the whole finger. His wife says, I can't believe he did that. At first I was mad, but then I realized how lucky I am to have him in my life.
Wow.
Why is this a feel good?
Yeah.
Because after the doctors cut off his finger,
yeah.
somewhere in the chaos of everything, they lost the ring.
Oh, my God!
Lost the ring.
There's a lesson here.
That is a true story.
Well, they heat a battle, you know, a
true story.
Oh, my God.
Well, that poor sap. Duh, I love my wife. Cut my finger off.
And then they lose the goddamn ring.
Hold on. We have a bulletin. Let's go to a bulletin. Bill from Sacramento. Bill.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing great.
Good. Another feel-good for you. Scott Peterson sentenced to death.
No.
I got a feel-good. I got a feel-good for you. Pound sand, you turd.
God, I wish I'd had that.
Yeah.
You're like, what, you think we don't know this? Hello?
I probably should have been a news guy.
Or just hang up.
Just hang up.
I'm sorry, Don.
Nancy will have that story tonight, Tool.
And one more feel-good. Oh, where's my here? Here's the holiday music. I played this when you were reading the Scott Peterson verdict as well.
Yes.
Happy holidays. Let me see. I'll just read it to you as is. Atlanta. A man dressed as Santa Claus was charged with assault on Friday. Accused of using a board to strike a 74-year-old woman in the face and head.
Oh, my God.
That's my mom.
Ethan Clark, age 49, a.k.a. Santa Claus, also allegedly threatened to hit a second woman who stepped in to get him to stop hitting Ruth Nelson, age 74. Second woman was not injured. But the first woman was knocked unconscious and taken to a hospital. You see, the problem is that...
what sets that off?
Well, the woman had stolen 29 boxes of Hershey's chocolates worth $145.
Yeah, that'll tick Santa off.
From the store that Santa was working in front of, Santa had seen her ripping it off. And rather than just go in and say to the people, hey, she's ripping you off.
Yeah, or call security.
He got a big board and starting beating her in the face of the head with it.
Yeah, hit her in the head with a board.
Action Santa. So anyway, that's the feel-good today. That's all I got today. I got the guy in Fallujah cut his finger off. They didn't find the ring.
Yeah. Don't mess with Kris Kringle's chocolate, Nancy.
Okay, Billy.
Thanks, Don.
Billy Bush.
Yeah. Regis Philbin.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's doing that?
Yeah, he's going to be a host of the Times Square thing.
Hey, Billy.
Yeah, what's that, Don?
Who's getting a tattoo next?
That'd be Justy Johnson.
He'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Thank you, honey. OnStar Personal Calling is a hands-free phone that's built into your OnStar-equipped vehicle.
It's so easy to use. When you want to make a call, you just call out the number or shout out a pre-programmed name tag like Packer Backer and call the bakery and go for it. And there's no searching for your handheld.
Mike and I both have this in our car. We love it. You press the blue button. They say, OnStar ready. And you say, dial. You give them the name or you give them the number. You get better reception than you do with your cell phone.
I love it. It's so easy and it's so built into the vehicle that you never have to worry about all the other things you have to worry about when you've got a handheld cell phone that, you know, makes you drive into the guardrail.
You buy prepaid minutes or the garage. Now they offer the new America's Choice plan with OnStar. Add your built-in OnStar hands-free phone to your existing Verizon service package. For more information, please to be going to OnStar.com. We like OnStar, right?
I love OnStar. It's a great...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I think we can accomplish most anything if we're willing to pay the price. And the price of success is hard work.
My man.
Hard work.
Yeah.
Dedication to the job at hand.
Vinny.
And a determination that whether we win or lose,
yeah,
that we've applied the best of ourselves to the task at hand.
There you go. Vinny Lombardi.
Boot him out. Love the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Don.
We've had to move Mike's chair.
I can see that.
Mike is now sitting much closer to me than he should be allowed to sit.
How are you anyway?
And not to mention, now I feel like you're Clifford.
Do I have food in my teeth? I ate a veggie wrap.
Yes, you do. But you got the thing where, because you're sitting down in your chair, you're
yes.
you're
not at
the, It's like I'm looking at a little kid with a grown-up head. You know what I'm saying? I mean, your face is very...
I want a toy.
Give me a toy, and I want it now. Your face and your big hands.
Come on.
You look like that retarded kid that Marty Bass had on Channel 15.
How are you anyway?
Come on. Welcome to Fell's Point. Let's bring J-Dubs in.
Yes,
let's. Just Steve Johnson.
As soon as
he gets in here, I move back into my normal. I'm pressed up against here so that... Here he comes.
Here he is. Here's J-Dubs.
So here comes the world's greatest Lions fan.
Hi, J-Dubs.
How's it going?
What's happening, dude? And, of course, your tattooist.
Does your facial expression ever change?
No, I'm always happy.
Always happy.
Glad to be here.
Hey, Tat Guy.
Ignorance is bliss.
Tat Guy, plug for your place. What's your place again, Tat Guy?
Honky Tonk Tattoo down in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
I got a honky tonk tattoo.
Yeah.
Right on. And,
I said I hate sawbones. I'm just carrying on.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I'm just euphoric about this. I am. I'm looking forward to
sure.
this.
I'm more euphoric than you are, for God's
I know.
Sake.
I mean, I would have been laughing if you were getting one, too, but this is, it's just yesterday. I was kind of pulling for Detroit.
Go ahead, plug it. Wow. Plug in.
You don't have a plug.
Oh, we don't?
Oh, have we don't have a plug.
Probably we got a plug for
Man
the...
a plug.
For the tattoo thing? For the tattoo machine?
I think he's got it right now.
Shouldn't take us off the air.
Called it a machine. That's excellent.
Just to give you the background on this.
Can we find the plug? They're still looking for the plug.
Last week, Dubs comes up to me, because he's a Lions fan, I'm a Packers fan, he says, do you want to bet on the game?
They can't find the plug, guys.
Oh, but there's not
it's a radio station.
There's not a plug in the studio?
Electricity
it's hard
everywhere.
To find, you know, one of the most difficult things to find in this studio is an electrical outlet. Did we find it?
We have one over here, but we'll need an extension cord.
Of course.
You know what a good show involves? Planning.
I got a bad feeling about this. If we're not able to make this happen, I'm afraid corporate's going to call.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the last 3 hours.
You should see these.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on Sports Radio WDA.
These numbers can't be right.
No.
I can't lose half my audience in 3 days.
Yes, you can.
It's happened in 3 minutes.
Easy listening.
Oh, the corporate just called. We got to get that thing plugged in, and we are in deep trouble. Can we all be a little nicer, please?
Hitman.
Hitman's on the other station.
Jacob's taking off his shirt again.
He's covering his mitts today, though.
That's the only reason you wanted to get tattooed.
Yeah, we wanted
to. You could take his shirt off again? Yeah. You're right.
I wanted to see him again.
Incidentally, to give you the background on this, J-Dubs is a very nice retarded boy that works here at the station, does the Hideout Show with Alex Jimenez every night at 11 o'clock.
That's right.
And he's a big Lions fan. So
we're all in here.
He approaches me and he says, you want to bet on the Packers game? I said, sure. Because I think it's a sure thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm a diehard Packers fan.
Everyone thought so.
The Lions have not won in Green Bay in 13 years, like that.
And you were so cocky that that's why I was kind of saying when I saw it was 10 to nothing, and as the game progressed, I said, this is going to be funny just because you were doing what you always do with these bets. You're
always
supreme.
Talk a good game.
You talk the good game. And so I was kind of saying, you know, at the time, okay, let's go Detroit. And then as I saw Detroit blow the game, you know who I got mad at? I didn't get mad at the team. I got mad at him.
At Justy?
Justy, I got mad
Why
at you.
Why did you get mad at Jay Dubs?
Well, because I know. I'm just mad because there you are again. And, you know, it's like, I don't know. There's some connection between rooting for a losing team. Even though my team has finally won its world championship,
yes.
I
told Jay Dubs this before the show, and I tell him now. He had me by... How you doing? You're a handsome man without your shirt on, Dubs.
Thank you.
Let them breathe. Go ahead, let them breathe.
Here's the mitts.
Set them free.
You know what? I'm going to buy you a gift certificate at Victoria's Secret. I promise I am. Oh, get yourself something nice. I said to him before the show today, he said, how were you doing yesterday? And I said, you know, it's him without his shirt on.
I know it is. Sometimes you can get by it real quick.
I said, you don't know. You really had me by the short hairs yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm as dyed-in-the-wool Packer fan as there is, and I was feeling shaky when it was 13-0. Then when that screen pass was called back, I told you, I was screaming out of my mind. Right. And I'm rationalizing this to my wife and my kid. I'm saying, the Packers will come back. It's Detroit. They always beat Detroit.
Right.
They haven't lost to Detroit at home since they played in Milwaukee. I said, Frida, do you realize that? She said, are they playing in Milwaukee now? I said, no, they're playing in Green Bay. Why would they play in Milwaukee?
Were your thoughts, Justy?
Dubs?
At halftime, I was very comfortable, but I knew we needed to score at least one more time to pull it out.
Uh-huh.
And I was saying to my girlfriend, Brett Favre's still in the game. There's no sure thing happening.
Yeah, right.
All right, well, listen.
You called that right.
Justy, because it's Christmas. I just want to say, have a good tattoo.
Thank you.
That's so nice.
Now, you
and there's the outline. Don there's the outline.
He already turn around so I can see it.
He stenciled it. That's what it's going to look like.
I want to say something, though, J-Dubs. I love the package. That's a good-looking tattoo, dude.
It is.
That's a good-looking G. That now,
Beth Ann's going to take a picture of the before.
Kenny, are you going to fill in the area outside the G with green?
Yeah, that's your microphone, Kenny.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice light lime green border on it with a deep forest green fill in the middle.
Oh, and, nice. And the G will be filled with white?
Can't fill it with white because it gets too spotty. So if white's an issue, we can always do a nice white outline around the inside edge.
That'd be nice. Yeah. That'd be nice. J-Dubs, how do you feel about the placement? It's right below your left shoulder, right under IND in Indianapolis.
Doesn't make a difference at this point. You know, I don't think so.
No. Left shoulder blade.
You can put it on my forehead right now. It's just...
Oh, can we?
Now he's getting down into the squatting position.
Dubs, I would be a real ass if I just didn't say this. Do you want a Christmas miracle? And I'm not jerking your chain. Do you want out of it?
No. Okay. I made the bet. I'm in it.
You'd do the same thing.
I would.
Yeah,
I would. However, if he asked me, I would... No, I can't say I would.
Then you couldn't.
No, you couldn't
make that call.
But the thing is, I'm not retarded like him. I don't have 8,000 tattoos. I've only got one.
Yeah. Almost two.
So I guess it doesn't matter.
Did you have any plan in place to ask him for any type of reprieve?
No, absolutely. I would be the biggest welcher in the world.
Yeah.
But, you know, Dubs, I mean, listen, I want to say this in the nicest possible way. You're so stupid. I feel bad. I feel bad for you, boy.
You're carving your body up pretty good, son.
You're so stupid. I'll let you off the hook.
No.
With no crap.
Too late. Get going, Kenny.
Okay. All right, do it, Kenny. All right,
here we go. Here's the first part.
No turning back.
Thank you, Beth Ann, for the note. Kenny is from Honky Tonk Tattoo.
Yes. He's very good, obviously.
Oh, and Kenny. Tim from our website told me that you sent a letter to DonandMikeWebsite.com, and you were very happy about your time on the show, and you were surprised that I'm not a gigantic friggin' jerk.
That's correct.
Now, why would you and Michael Hughes' wife think such a thing?
Where do people
about
get
me?
This?
Kenny, why would that be?
An underhanded email. Yeah, I didn't do it to your face, you know?
Right.
No, I know it's cool. But they called me and said, can we put this up on the website? I said, sure. The guy was afraid to come in. I think you wrote... You're a big fan of the show, but you thought that I would be a jerk.
I thought you both would be jerks, but it turns out you're just the epitome of professionals.
You know what I noticed when he's putting these tattoos in? Because I'm staring at it. I'm getting a good look at it this time. It's how quickly they go in. I mean, is this a recent phenomenon? It used to be a much slower process, wasn't it, Kenny?
American tattooing's been going on about 100 years, modern electric tattooing. It's been the same machine, same technology.
Same machine, so it always goes that fast.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And we'll have the picture of Dubs' new tattoo at DonandMikeWebsite.com in the Daily Log section. We'll have it up, if not tonight, first thing tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll get on that as fast as they can.
Is this more painful than the last one?
Definitely.
Really? The G is more painful than getting INDIAAPOLIS?
Well, the shoulders were what hurt the most last time.
And now this is all on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something, though? I'm a Packers fan.
It looks good.
It's cool.
It is.
Yeah, you got to be loving this.
You know what? There's a part of me that wants to just throw my ankle up there and say, do it.
I mean, do your own shoulder with the Packers?
No, not my shoulder. My ankle.
Oh, your ankle.
I put it.
It'd be like always wearing your lucky socks.
That's
but
fun.
Any area, like an ankle, any area that's bony, or his shoulder
that's
blade.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Anything that's bony like that.
Then I would have good luck always.
More painful.
Yeah, that's one of the most... Kenny, isn't the ankle one of the most painful spots to get it?
It's pretty rough.
Yeah.
Pretty rough.
Indeed.
Well, fortunately, I have a high threshold for pain.
Always have.
I'm known as Superman on the show.
Broad an extra setup if you...
You know, I tell you what, though. I do love the Green Bay tattoo. God damn it, Green Bay.
And Dubs, you articulated the pain a little bit last time. What does it feel like this time? Bee stings, you said, or...?
Yeah, real, real bad bee stings this time.
Bad bee stings. Bad bees.
You are a stupid boy.
Kenny, are you filling in as we're going along here? Or is that being filled in, or...?
First I have to outline the whole thing, and then I'll go through and... Get my 7 Magnum out.
it's the G that's on their helmets.
Yeah.
And it's being filled in with green. And just to show you how into this I am today, I've got on all layers except underpants are Green Bay Packers.
I had no idea. Oh, yes, you got your Packer G there.
Okay, I've got the golf shirt on. Underneath it,
yeah,
I've got Packers a Green Bay t-shirt. Packers t-shirt. I have on Green Bay Packers coach's Reeboks pants.
Wow.
And going all the way down.
Packer pants.
Check out the lucky socks.
You're wearing the lucky socks today. I'm wearing
the lucky Packer socks.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
What would you have worn if they had, in fact, lost the game yesterday?
Same lucky outfit.
You have a phone call.
Is it the luckiest woman in the world?
No, it's your wife.
Hi, baby.
Don't be tempted, my darling.
I want to tell you something, honey. That Green Bay tattoo.
I know.
Is,
I hear it in your voice.
It is cool.
You can wear it. I don't say anything. You have it on your.
I know.
You have it on your shirt. You have it on your underwear.
I know, but it looks so cool, baby.
Okay, but just let.
Don't
me
worry.
Know.
It's. I'm just. You know. It's like. Imagine, well, I mean, we'll throw a scenario that never happens, but imagine you going to a store and actually looking at something you want to buy and not buying it. That's mm-hmm. all I'm doing. I'm just window shopping. I'm just okay. saying
imagine
I love
I
that tattoo.
I go to a place and see men with no tattoos, and I don't, you know, say anything to them. That would be what it would be like. I don't
what?
Flirt with them.
What?
Imagine I go and don't flirt with men that are tattooed.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about you going, like, to a store.
You're talking about me using willpower, correct?
Uh-huh. Yes,
that's
when you go to the store.
That's my analogy, too. Imagine I'm talking to a man who doesn't have tattoos and I'm not...
Am I stupid? Well, hold on. I know the answer to that.
I'm kind of confused.
I don't... Buzz, do you follow what she's
well,
saying?
Well, she's saying she wouldn't pick up a guy with a tattoo, I think. Yeah, but otherwise, I'm thrown.
All I heard was pick up guys and willpower.
No, what I'm saying is you're trying to use the analogy. Imagine I'm at a store and I see something I really, really want.
And then you
don't
buy it because that never happens.
Okay. Imagine I'm talking to a man without a tattoo and I really, really want him. And I don't say anything. That's
again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm dumbfounded. I really... Dubs, do you understand what my wife is saying? Dubs?
She'll never go out with me?
She'll never go out
well,
with me.
Well, there's that.
She's listen, very sweet.
Baby, here's the thing. I'm not going to get the tattoo.
Okay, good.
But please,
matter.
But please don't make it appear that you're telling me what to do, even though you really are. Don't embarrass me like
no,
this.
No, because you had already decided not to.
Until I saw how cool it is.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm afraid of. That's why I'm calling before it's too late.
I love that tattoo. Man, I love that tattoo.
A lot of green. I tell you, J-Dub's back is just a sea of green.
It
perfect.
Is. Man, it looks cool. It looks cool. That's a cool logo. God, you're an idiot, Dubs. I mean, I'm looking at all the other tattoos. I'm looking at the Indianapolis. I'm looking at the big Detroit Lion on his other shoulder.
He's getting covered.
He is.
You know, I saw Dubs at the party, but I had never seen his face. So it was nice to meet him.
Get it while you can.
The happy face of Dubs looking forward to the big game.
And how about yesterday during that game? Have you ever seen me more wound up during a game, babe?
I know, we were all, I don't think, as a family, we all watched very intently.
I watched.
We did, yelling, screaming, yeah.
And I'm sure you had to, you told that you had to go switch your socks.
That's why they won.
Yes.
Of course.
That's why they won.
No, they won because I called you.
No.
they won because I gave you that lucky
okay.
call.
No. You're not a jinx,
but
that's not...
The lucky Mike call. You got a lucky MSO call. That's what happened. And that's when it became... That's when Brett Favre started thinking about winning that game.
Yeah, right.
I hope you learned your lesson about betting tattoos, my darling. You would have been one unhappy guy to have...
Yes, I've lost my lesson. Here I am looking at this tattoo. I swear to God, I want to say to Kenny...
That looks red and angry. That's
as soon as we go to the break, give me one of those. I love that Packer tattoo. Oh, God, but Dubs, it looks, you look like a walking billboard for that show. What's that HBO? Carnival?
Yes.
Carnival. You look like you could be in the sideshow.
Have you switched, Kenny, have you switched to the Magnum yet?
I'm about to.
He's about to switch to the Magnum. The
okay.
Magnum 7 or whatever it is.
Magnum to make us tattooers feel more masculine.
All right,
here
we go.
Do it, Kenny. Do it. Stick the needles in him.
Oh, my God.
Rob.
What?
The only thing luckier than an MSO call would have been a Billy Bush call. Yeah, there you go, guys. Here comes the super big Magnum.
All right, darling. Don't worry. I won't get a tattoo.
Oh, good. Thank you, my sweetheart.
If I get any tattoo, I'll find out what Mrs. Hughes' first name is, and that's what I'll get.
All right. I think that's wonderful. I think you're so handsome and sexy, and that's
yeah,
Christmas
right.
party.
So many people told me how nice looking you were.
Oh, really?
I don't. Yes, really.
Really. I can't imagine. I was not in the best of moods. Hey, listen. Did you ever meet the infamous other missus?
I was afraid.
Are you afraid?
Yeah, I didn't want to. I stayed away.
Did you have a good time at the party, Frida?
I did have a good time. It was a lovely party.
You stop it, Mike. We've already
What's
given
wrong?
You...
What's wrong? I'm just we've asking.
Given... No, we've given you... I thought you were looking for more plugs.
No.
Yes.
Of course not.
Yes.
I couldn't even tell you the name of the joint.
Look Around Cafe.
Food was delicious.
Thank you, Buzz.
Bye,
now
baby.
He's got the big magnum out now.
Bye, baby. I got to go.
Bye, sweetie.
All right, bye.
See how good your wife was? She didn't throw the plug my way, even though I was fishing.
I know. And you know what? When you're sitting
well disciplined, you got her trained well.
When you're sitting this close, I can really see your facial expression, so I knew right away.
The subtleties?
I saw the way your eyebrows move, like, my chance for a plug.
No, not another word has to be said.
Mike.
That's what I'm counting on Ron and Fez for.
You got to them.
No pressure, guys.
Yeah. Good things happen when you're at O'Meara's.
You are Jason. In pain right now.
Yeah, it really feels like...
Well, tell us then. Don't be a mute.
Well, I was letting you guys have your conversation.
He's being a tough guy, too.
He's not. Jump in, Dubs.
He's not screaming out in pain.
Cry for us.
Tell us.
I kind of feel like Macaulay Culkin and My Girl. Just the bees keep on coming and won't stop singing. And I'm popping at them. Nothing's going on.
All right, don't jerk around like that, Justin. Meanwhile, Kenny, who just digs giving this kind of pain out.
Yeah, here's Jason with a question for J-Dubs. Jason.
Hey, J-Dubs, have you ever considered a tattoo that could be covered with a bra?
Oh, stop. All the cruelty. Oh, and during the holiday season, no less.
Piling on, sir.
Oh, ho, ho.
Oh, yes.
Kenny, how big is that G? For people listening, can't see. How is that? 3 inches? 4 inches? How long is that?
I'd say probably about 2.5 inches high, maybe 3.5 inches
wide. Yeah,
it's a big one.
That's a big one. It's a good one. Man, it's a good one. It's not as... You know what? It might be almost as big as the decals they have on their helmets.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Is it as big as the G on the helmet?
It's not that big. It is about half that size, which is still plenty big.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, I mean, it's bigger than I thought it would be, yes.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Choice Limousine. 571-259-3103. Ask for Joe.
Yeah, those were the people that the Choice Limousine was the company that drove everybody home that needed to be driven home on Friday night.
From the Christmas party.
From the Christmas end. Thanks to Joe and those people over there.
Yeah.
Anybody else you'd like to mention?
No, and what am I, potato salad? Stale, you say thanks to him.
Thank you.
No, okay.
Thank you for reading that. I appreciate it.
Just with you and the plugs today.
Thank you.
I'm glad to do the plugs for this.
I'm close to you.
I know.
Now, don't hurt me.
I just balled up the index card and threw it at Mike.
Hey, Don, it's just a plug. Don't get all out of shape about it. Oh, he just said, we had our first
Dubs.
Wince.
Dubs?
Yeah. He winced.
Dubs, speak, please.
It wasn't this painful at O'Mara's Friday.
Everybody's on the payroll.
Go easy on him, Kenny.
Welcome to Toronto. For goodness sakes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is, he is carving some skin there.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, he's having to color in the green, and he's only done the little... When you look at the skin.
When you have a solid color... I didn't notice that until just then, Kenny, that you are...
It gets a little gory.
It's a little gory right up there.
He has filled in the area underneath the straight part of the G. Uh-huh. He's filling in all the round areas now, and I'm talking about inside the letter G. Yeah, inside the oval.
Right. I got a question for Kenny. Is there any kind of, hangover from tattooing? Does the body go through any kind of reaction after you get a tattoo?
Yeah, if you go you can actually go into, like, low-level shock states.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, is there any way you could make that happen today?
I think it's happening.
Yeah, it might be.
Now, Dubs, you are being very brave. I'm looking at your face, and you don't look like you are really enjoying this.
No, I'm not having fun right now.
Yeah, it's pain.
The joy comes from when I got out of the shower and see it in the mirror.
Okay, so you'll dig it, right?
Yeah.
You'll be into it. I mean, you'll just, you know, because I think he likes him.
Did you? This is a good question. I know I would be out of my mind if I had to get this tattoo. It doesn't bother you as much as it would have bothered me, right?
No, I was at the party Friday, and I saw how horrible a time you had. And actually, I told my girlfriend, you know what, I think I'm going to do it anyway. And just step in.
Yeah, because he thinks it's tattoos.
What a nice tiny sim thing that is.
Do you think now? Do you think now with the pattern we're establishing here that perhaps you'll get every NFL logo tattooed on your body?
Well, we're en route to do that before maybe June.
Do you think Detroit will win a game this year? I'm not trying to bait you into another bet, but do you think Detroit will win another game this year?
We'll definitely beat the Bears.
Definitely. I'm pretty certain.
It's not going to be me.
Oh, okay.
But if anybody was to offer a bet that involved a tattoo, and it's not going to be me, and don't ask me, would you take them up on it?
Maybe.
He's open to it.
I mean, I'm mid-tattoo right now.
You are? Yeah.
I'm mid-tattoo right now.
And yet you're feeling the pain, and you're saying, is it worth it?
Yeah, tomorrow I won't even remember how much it hurt.
How's that Indianapolis tattoo feel?
Feels great.
Yeah. And that's all completely healed now?
Yeah.
Oh,
and Kenny, beautiful work on that Indianapolis on the back of his back.
He does great work.
And that's redundant on the back of his back, in the middle of his back.
Cross it.
Going from shoulder to shoulder.
This one was going to be more involved because there's much more solid color.
Mm-hmm. He's having to fill it in. Boy,
Christmas colors of red and green.
Mm.
You know, I tell you,
I like that.
I'll do the Chicago bet with him. And in the event that Detroit beats Chicago,
yeah.
I won't get the Chicago logo, but I'll get Billy Bob tattooed. I'm kidding, of course. I'll wear a vial of Billy Bob's blood around my neck, too. I'm obsessed with Angelina Jolie.
Sorry about that. It was a bad joke, guys. Who's hosting the New Year's Rock?
Let me see. I just got Nancy just brought into the studio. I believe
who is it, Billy?
It's Regis Philbin.
Hello. Jeff, this is the Don and Mike Show. Jeff.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, dude.
Hey, how much is that tattoo that he's getting?
Really?
How much does it cost?
That's a good answer. Yeah. That's a good question. Kenny, what's the answer? How much would that cost to get a big green bag? And that, I'm going to tell you, that's professional.
It's nice. It's perfect.
I mean, it looks just like the helmet. How much, Kenny?
Well, I'd probably charge probably about $160 bucks. Depending on how big of an idiot you are, there's a factor.
You know? Yeah.
See, that'd go up as much as $250.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's the tattoo business. Now, do you get guys that come in that are real mallet heads that you decide to jack the price up on?
Indeed. There's definitely an idiot fee.
Hey, there you go. That's
idiot fee.
That's
indeed.
An honest businessman right there.
Wow. Okay, thank you, Jeff.
Hey, you got to take it easy. I love your show.
Okay, thank
you,
Jeff. I'm guessing Jeff would be in the 250 range.
He might push 300.
Same for that tattoo.
Okay, we're up on a break. Kenny, how long do you think it'll take? You think you'll be done by the time we get back from commercials?
We'll be done soon after.
Okay. Yeah. Then we'll set up the next break right now. It's Christmas cash. It's dreidel dollars.
Ooh. Yay!
Dubs, question for you. Are you in a relatively good mood?
No.
Okay. And it's the perfect time to play Make J-Dubs Laugh.
Make J-Dubs Laugh. Yay. Absolutely.
The clown music. For God's sakes, if one thing worked, would be great.
While he's getting a tattoo, boy, you got to have some good stuff to make him laugh.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. There it is.
Thank you.
Folks, machine number five.
Five big ways.
Oh, shut up. Five big ways to win big.
Yeah.
877-365-3636. You know how this goes. We put 10 minutes on the clock. While J-Dubs is getting his tattoo finished by Kenny, you call up, and if you make J-Dubs laugh...
Hard thing to do while a knife is cutting into your skin.
But I bet, J-Dubs, there's got to be some things, without giving anything away, that would make you laugh under these circumstances.
There are certain kinds of jokes that make me laugh.
And what type are those?
Dead babies.
Okay.
Giving it away. Now that can't be accepted now. He's giving it away.
Well, I guess. It's just got to be a real good dead baby joke.
Absolutely.
877. And aren't they all good dubs? Have you ever heard a bad dead baby joke?
I've never heard one that I didn't like.
Yeah.
He's so retarded, isn't he?
He is.
877-365-3636. In Canada, it's 800-636-1067. It's very simple. Make dubs laugh.
Right.
And win $1,000 Christmas cash or dreidel dollars.
You can't write it, folks. Just came right out of his mouth.
Look at him.
Kind of jokes make you laugh, big baby jokes.
Just look at him. Look at him sitting there. Yeah. God.
Yes, sir.
You're fantastic.
This is great.
How old are you, Dubs?
24.
That's funny, too.
Does your girlfriend dig the tattoos?
No, she hates them.
Ooh. Oh, boy. Them.
How long has she been blind?
Ooh, birth.
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 Wow. Elegantly. Yeah. You like when he's composing those ad-libs? 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000.
Do you work at that same speed on your late night show?
Yes. There's a lot of dead air, and you'll love it.
Dubs, you are a good man.
Oh,
Justin, you're a good man. You're a stupid man. You're a good man. God knows, I could have been sitting right there being a good, stupid man myself.
You ever think you'd come as close as you did?
Ooh, nobody did. Man, behold in the power of the cheese.
Yeah.
I'd have never bet against number 4.
Yeah. Cheesehead.
Never bet against that pickle power.
How about that power?
I was pulling out my pickle yesterday during the game. you don't want to hear that.
No, guys.
J-Dubs laugh. Billy?
Yeah, baby jokes.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Last night tonight, right? Last night of Hanukkah?
Right.
Come on, Rob, you know. You what? 1/12 Jewish?
Yeah,
1/8.
1/8?
Oh, shut up.
I don't know why it matters. Here's the greatest singer in the world.
I have a little cradle. I'm lazy out of place. And when it's crying weather, oh, cradle, I shall play.
Oh,
Glagle, I'm lazy, I have a play.
Grab air.
And when
it's
gone
and
weather,
air.
Oh,
Glagle,
I shall play.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the favorite radio program of Charlie M. The Don and Mike Show.
Beach Boys. My man Brian.
Ooh. We've got blood.
See pictures of J. Dobbs' tattoo, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Can we put gory ones on there?
I think we're just going to put the clean ones up.
Okay.
If you want gore, Mike, go to another site. Our website is one that everyone can agree on, even the boss. Although I think, you know, no matter how it's cleaned up by Kenny, it's going to be bloody.
Yeah, this one is a blood. We got a bleeder here.
Kenny, is this one of the bloodiest tattoos you've ever given?
Well, he has some pretty soft skin, so he
sure does.
Definitely bleeds
it's
a little.
It's justy soft.
Milk skin.
Yeah. Luxurious.
Must be all the cocoa butter.
What was that, Dub?
Must be all the cocoa butter.
Hold on, I got to get... Dubs is now wearing a headset.
Yeah,
he's on microphone two?
Yeah.
All right, give me a test again, Dubs.
Check. No.
Let's see, that's...
So distant.
Hold on. Try it again.
Am I on?
Yeah.
No.
I think he's on number 3, Rob.
Yeah, I plugged him into number 2.
Huh.
Mike, which one are you on?
I'm on the... I'm on this one.
Not today, Bob.
I'm on this one, though.
Not today.
I'm just not feeling too perky.
Well, Satan's hat is way today,
man,
Mike.
Look at that bleeder, baby.
Okay, Dubs, let's try that mic again.
Is it working now? It might be just a terrible headset.
Could be.
You know, I think I'm just picking him up from microphone number 3. I don't think I'm picking him up.
It's coming through that microphone. But it's just a crappy microphone.
Okay. All right. As long as Dubs can hear the calls.
Well, we can put this mic on. He doesn't have. He can use the headset to listen.
Yeah, let's do that. Hook that up, please.
Are you getting mine? Is mine on?
Yes, yours is always on, Mike. We want to thank Kenny from Honky Tonk Tattoos.
Yeah.
You can see Kenny in the December issue of National Geographic.
Wow. That's a great mag.
All right, Dubs, you ready?
Yep.
10 minutes on the clock. Dubs is getting the Packers tattoo now. And the question is, can you make him laugh? Put 10 minutes on the clock. And here we go. Don and Mike Show. Hello, make J-Dubs laugh.
Hey, Dubs, what's the difference between a stillborn and an aborted fetus?
I don't know what.
Nothing. Either way, the guy's happy.
Oh, that's
are we going to have like 20 of these now?
I think so. Not. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make J-Dubs laugh.
Yeah, how does one redneck congratulate another?
With a tattoo, I don't know.
Give me 6.
What was the punchline?
Give me 6.
How does one redneck... Oh, I get it because they have six fingers.
Inbreeding.
Get it?
Yeah.
Oh, I hello. Get it. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, make Dubs laugh.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. Make Dubs laugh.
Hey, Dubs. You know what? What's golden brown and taps on a window?
I don't know.
How about a baby in a microwave?
That made Mike laugh.
No, it didn't.
Yeah. What, did his reaction make you laugh?
Yeah, just this whole thing. That's his theme.
Dead baby jokes.
Dead baby jokes.
While he's got his big mitts out, and right. he's getting a Green Bay tattoo on his back.
Sure.
Smiling pleasantly.
Hello, Dennis, Don and Mike Show. Dennis.
Hey, Dubs. Looks like there's a flag down on the play, and I think Sean Rogers is being called for roughing the passer. That's going to give the Packers an automatic first down and keep them in the game.
No, that's a guy just trying to be cruel.
Yeah, that's just cruelty. That's there's nothing funny about that.
That's that big number 92, right? That guy that Mariucci took out?
Yeah, yeah. He was the one who broke through and tackled Favre after the play.
He was a retard for Green Bay.
Hey, incidentally, that was not a roughing the passer call.
That guy, 56.
Yeah. Remember that initial roughing the passer call? You agree with that, right?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Yes, I do. 56 for the Packers is also a jerk.
Huh. Yeah, the guy that was celebrating on every single play he made.
Yeah, the guy from Detroit has run for like 117 yards.
Right.
So he stops at one time.
And they're losing the game.
You know, this is something that all the NFL guys do. Mm-hmm. You make a tackle, and you gotta, you know, do the dance. Like,
I hate it.
Woo!
It's so premeditated.
No I in team.
But the Packers won. But the Packers won. God loves the
and,
Packers.
And J-Dubs is bleeding right now.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make J-Dubs laugh.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
All right, Dubs, what's grosser than a pile of dead babies?
I don't know, what?
The one at the bottom eating its way out.
Old. Heard that in grade school.
Did not get a smile out of J-Dubs. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. that's a bad cell phone. I know what he was saying. No. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Dubs laugh.
That's a bad caller.
Hello?
Hey, J-Dubs, What's better than winning a gold medal at the Special Olympics?
Not being retarded.
That's right.
Hold.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Jimmy, make Dubs laugh.
Dubs, where does the purest virgin wool in the world come from?
I don't know where.
The ugliest sheep of Sacramento.
That's like a joke that I told when I was like...
I know.
When I was a baby DJ.
Yeah. Well, I think we set the precedent by, the genre of humor.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Dubs laugh. For $1,000, I should mention. Hello?
Oh, wow.
Hello?
Yes.
Why is there no Disneyland in China?
Why isn't there Disneyland in China?
Why?
There's no one tall enough to ride the rides.
That made me and Mike laugh. That made Kenny the tattoo guy laugh.
That is kind of funny.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Make Dubs laugh. Hello?
Yes. Hey, a guy gets onto a plane, gets set next to a really nice-looking lady, wanted to talk to her. He notices that she's reading a book. He says, what are you reading? She says, it's a book about sexual trivia. He goes, oh, yeah? And she's like, it's really, really interesting. In fact, it says here that Native Americans have the longest average length.
What? You got to get to the point on this.
Yeah. It was almost over.
Oh, I meant to hang up on you. Hello, Don and Mike, make J-Dubs laugh.
Hey, Billy Quigley checking in. Hey, Dubs.
Billy Quigley?
Billy Quigley.
Hey, what's up, Dubs?
It's Billy Quigley.
Billy
Quigley. Hey, Dubs.
Yeah.
Marlon Brando was so fat.
How fat is he?
Yeah, he had an infected five skin.
Again, do I not get jokes?
Instead of four.
Yeah, oh, instead of four.
Yeah.
Out of here.
Thinking man.
Yeah. Out of here. Hello. So what, a real skinny guy would have a two skin?
Yeah, I guess that's what his point
Hello.
Was.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
J-Dubs, what's the perfect definition of a great Super Bowl ad?
What is it?
A dead baby with the word Indianapolis tattooed onto him.
Nice delivery.
Yeah.
Besides the fact it wasn't funny. Hello, Don and Mike. Please turn your radio down and make J-Dubs laugh.
Hi, J-Dubs?
Yeah.
I'm a straight man in a gay prison with just a tattoo saying, welcome aboard on me.
Oh, these are making us laugh, but not
yeah, they're so stupid.
They're stupid callers.
Good. Dubs is doing a good job. It's supposed to really make him laugh.
Here's Darren in Toronto, Canada. Darren, make J-Dubs laugh.
All right, knock, knock.
Who's that?
Amy Fisher.
Amy Fisher who?
Darren!
Timing is everything.
Hello.
You know, in its day...
Yeah, that was...
In its day...
That would have worked. And Dubs, that made you smile, didn't it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
But
he did not laugh.
He's always smiling.
How about you, Kenny Tattoo Man? That you like that one?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make J-Dubs laugh.
Hey, J-Dubs, who's got bigger boobs, you or your girl?
That's simply a factual.
Is that a joke or a question?
That's simply a factual,
just curious,
factual statement. Well, I've never seen his girlfriend.
I haven't either, but I'm going to guess Dubs.
Him, yeah.
Is the interview over here? I don't know.
And he didn't laugh at that, sir.
No, didn't like it.
That didn't count.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make J. Dubs laugh. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, Dad, I'm tired of running in circles. Shut up or I'll nail your other foot down.
Right. Hello, Ryan. Don and Mike show. Please make J. Dubs laugh.
Hey, what's the difference between a fag and a refrigerator?
Oh, this is something about me going bad.
That's the dirty joke. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make J. Dubs laugh.
Hey, what did the brown gerbil say to the white gerbil?
Right. Listen, I feel more comfortable with the dead baby jokes.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make J. Dubs laugh.
J. Dubs.
Yeah.
What's blue and squirms in a corner?
I don't know.
A baby in a plastic bag. What's green and stinks in a corner?
What?
Wow.
Same baby 2 weeks later.
Okay.
Hold on.
He laughed.
Oh,
no.
We have a winner.
Hold on.
Are you serious?
The double puncher.
He really laughed. He really laughed, and we have
winner.
A bona fide winner.
I knew it was coming, too.
You idiot. And I don't mean J-Dubs, I mean you.
Well,
what is your name, sir?
My name is Eric.
Eric, where are you from?
I'm from Batavia, New York.
Eric, congratulations. You have just won $1,000.
Are you kidding me?
For that.
For that.
Yeah.
For that.
I love Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Incredible.
Dubs, what was it about that call that made you laugh?
It started with a kind of a small jab, and then it came around with another jab, and it hit me.
Yeah.
How about that?
About second punch.
The mind of J-Dub.
The second bag.
You got to follow up with me.
That's the best part. My father told me that.
Meanwhile, Kenny over here has got to laugh like an evil leprechaun.
Oh. Hey, where's your gold? I'm the leprechaun. I'm going to find your gold. What was that movie where Mike Myers kept putting the flashlight under his face?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
An leprechaun.
We did it in a MTV special for Wayne's World.
Either way, it's great. An leprechaun. Listen, you, Eric, congratulations. $1,000 Christmas cash or dreidel dollars. Thank you for listening. Where are you calling from?
Batavia, New York.
No, but I mean, where? It sounds like you're in a room full of people.
Oh, I'm at a tattoo shop right now, actually.
Are you really at a tattoo shop?
Yeah, we are. My boss is Charlie. He owns Time Bomb Tattoo.
in Batavia.
Let's just give plugs away like they're going out of business.
Give Charlie my love.
Okay, thank you, and hold on, please.
Thank you.
And let's take a look at the finished product.
Beautiful Green Bay Packers stuff you did.
Red background.
Kenny, that is a beautiful tattoo. I'm not kidding you, man. You're an artist. That's good.
Yeah, he's good.
And Dubs?
Great.
Yeah. How does it feel? It's on your lower left shoulder. It's a little red and angry right now, but it is definitely a green G.
What hurts the most is that the Packers to me are like the Yankees are to Mike.
Oh,
you know,
no.
Hey. The Yankees are evil. The Packers are good.
The Packers players I like. I like Favre. I like him on green, but I just can't stand the organization.
Oh, yeah, because they're real jerks like Steinbrenner?
Sherman's a jerk.
Why is Sherman a jerk?
Here we go.
He was fighting with Sapp. He was doing all kinds of stuff that coaches just don't do.
Mariucci's done a good job.
He's done a great job.
Who won the game yesterday?
Go, Pack, go.
You know, you're pushing my buttons.
Now you're kicking him when he's down.
Yeah, what the? He's attacking the coach of the Packers.
That's right.
You know, you got... Why did you bring back Wayne Fonts?
I wish.
You wish. Yeah, he's off playing Fred Flintstone somewhere. Right? Some theater.
No, he's playing the Pull My Finger game.
Why pile on, Bleacher Bum? Come on, please. Be nice.
For the holidays.
I think J-Dubs is in shock.
What? You win, J-Dubs. You win. You're a good man. He's called me Bleacher Bum, the George Lopez.
Hey, Mr. Eisner. Hi, thank you for your mouse ears.
Oh, you should see these.
Traffic and weather every 2 minutes on Sports Radio WDAV.
These numbers can't be right. I can't lose half my audience in 3 days.
Yes, you can, George. Well, Dubs, you're a good guy. You're a man of your word. You're just dumb, but I'll be here for you always.
And now, do you get bandaged up for that?
I think I'm going to ask for something to put over because I don't want it bleeding onto my shirt this time.
Right.
Sorry about your shirt, man. You're not going to bandage.
Damn.
Listen, you're stupid, but you're loyal. And
you're a good man, Jay Dubs, and you pay your bets off.
You do. Congratulations. Wow. I want to say congratulations for it. He lost
like
the bet.
Champ. He sits like a champ.
Yeah, he does. Good. He doesn't flinch. He doesn't do any of that.
Kenny?
And Kenny, you did a great job.
Always
a pleasure.
You do good work. That's Honky Tonk Tattoos.
If you ever decide to pull the trigger...
Kenny's the man.
Kenny's the guy.
I don't know if you heard my wife on the phone during the break when I was talking to her. She said, does it really look good? I said, oh, it looks so good. And she said, if you get that, don't come home tonight. Of course she is, Buzz. Another time to Kenny, thank you.
Thank you.
Dubs, thank you. You know, good luck, Detroit. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I need something.
You dope.
Yeah, you sure do.
You dope.
Do they have any chance of the playoffs?
Well, Mike, everybody in the NFC does. They're 5-8.
Right.
Theoretically, if they... I'm not going to say.
Run the table!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if they do that, they got a chance.
Mm-hmm. I would love to see that happen for you, Doug.
Not a chance.
Lost it for the rest of the year. I'm done.
Not a chance.
You sure?
So, I didn't even wear my jerseys yesterday during the game.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So are you now off the Lions bandwagon?
No, I'm just... disgusted with them for the rest of the year.
There's always the Tigers.
Have you thought about contacting the Lions to get some PR for your radio show?
I've contacted them with the first one, the Super Bowl champions, before the whole thing started. They laughed at me, wanted me to send them pictures of it, and then I never heard back from them.
You and Alex really should get some pub out, because when you have someone like you so stupid...
Run with that.
Now you've got... four tattoos about the Detroit Lions and other NFL teams.
All representing your long-suffering fan base.
Your unabashed love for the Detroit Lions.
Yes.
You got to get something out of it besides being on this show once every month. So, call the Lions.
I will. I'll give them a call.
What's your hat saying?
Mysterio.
Mysterio. Sure.
And who's that?
Some wrestler.
he's the man.
When's the last time you ate a booger?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I can remember.
I can be over under it within 7 days.
Honestly.
Good man. Beth Ann, we got that picture for the website. That's DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Very good.
Go to the Daily Log section. Kenny, thank you. Have a great holiday. Dubs, thank you. All right, get out of here.
Please.
This room's for winners only. No losers allowed in this room. Sorry about that.
Thanks, Dubs.
Don't screw with the Green Bay Packers. Are you kidding me? The most storied franchise in the history of the National Football League.
Man, that is a nasty-looking tattoo.
And you dared to say that they remind you of the evil New York Yankees.
Kenny, that'll look great when it heals, but that looks like pain personified.
Yeah,
it's a little red.
I'm dying to get one. I tell you, it looks so good.
You'd like one on your shoulder.
I want one so bad.
What,
Kenny?
You got the hookup. Just give me a call.
I got the wife, okay? Okay.
There's the laugh.
The world where on the radio.
I love that laugh. Forbidden. It might be my favorite laugh all year.
Found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
Thank you, Kenny. Thank you, Jay Dubs. And now here's Buzz with the news. Buzz, what is the lead story today?
I don't know if you heard or not. Scott Peterson gets the death penalty.
I heard a caller say that.
Yeah.
Stay tuned
for news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, I know we normally do the Planet Crackpot.
Right.
I want to hear a little more George Lopez.
See him. Hey! There you are. Ratings are through the roof today. I mean, you buried the hitman. I just got off of corporate. They want you back. Your old slot. But your way. Sports, self-help, home improvement, gardening, anything you want, Hank. I love you, man.
Oh, God.
God. What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Here we go.
They occasionally breathe the rarefied air of buzzdom.
Sometimes.
Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
Right. Buzz Burbank now with news brought to you by Miramax. World's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer.
Someone called for a doctor.
Doctor developed and clinically tested. Miramax, number one because it really works. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, the verdict was unanimous. A jury in Redwood City, California has chosen the death penalty for convicted wife and unborn child killer Scott Peterson.
Winner!
The courtroom broke out in cheers after the jury announced the verdict it had reached after 12 hours of deliberations over 3 days. Later in interviews, jurors said that it was difficult, but it was clear what they had to do. On February...
We find him guilty.
Guilty, I say. Judges don't like that when the courtroom goes nuts.
No, but he allowed it. I mean, he understood. He allowed a moment of it, and then decorum ruled again. On February 25th... there was cheering. People were pleased with the verdict.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you please... Order in the court, please. Please. Order.
No, we're down to just cocktail party. We have... Excuse me, everybody. You'd have to clink on your glass.
Can you put the glasses down, please?
Excuse me, I...
Hello?
Hello?
Order.
Yes.
He's guilty.
I am the sentence... Well, it's the death penalty. Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you very much.
No, thank you.
On February 25th, a judge has a chance to reduce the sentence to life in prison, but he's not expected to do so. The verdict became predictable this morning after the jury asked for photos of Lacey and the child.
He took the advice you gave Carney. Longer sentences.
Longer sentences. Yes, Carney.
I get jokes.
A half dozen U.S. soldiers in Iraq had been given a mission. The only way to carry it out and live was to take parts from Army vehicles that had been abandoned by their units. And now those soldiers are being court-martialed for it. These reservists out of Ohio had been assigned to deliver fuel, and they were short on equipment and armor. The fuel was needed for everything from helicopters to tanks. They had fellow soldiers to support, and they didn't intend to let them down. So they stripped some parts from three abandoned U.S. Army vehicles. The charges were theft, destruction of Army property, and conspiracy to cover up these crimes.
It's going great.
All six men got 6-month sentences.
Yeah.
The Army says they should have returned the vehicles and the parts.
That's fair.
Even though no one ever reported them stolen.
What's the hassle, man? That's fair. God, it's going great over there.
Come on.
Just stop with all this downer news, bro.
Sorry.
Just stop it,
please. Here, this will cheer you up. It's off to Afghanistan for Army Dr. John Caulfield, even though he's twice retired from the military and now pushing 71 years of age.
God. Just in case there's anybody out there so stupid, I'm being sarcastic.
We all are.
Thank you. Okay, well, it's going great over there.
Thank you.
I don't know why you got to keep with all this bad news. Now it's a 70-year-old doctor.
Yeah.
Don, baby, how's it going?
Get over to Afghanistan.
It's good to see older Americans feeling vital and part of what's going on.
Don, baby, how's it going?
If they can work at McDonald's, they can serve their country.
Sure. Well, quoting Dr. John, my first reaction was disbelief.
You know what Dr. John said?
What?
I was in Iraq. Please, but it might have been the wrong time.
He says, my first reaction was disbelief. It never occurred to me they would call a 70-year-old. John was so sure it was another Army screw-up, he ignored the postcards and the phone messages asking him to serve as backfill, either here in the States or in Hawaii or Europe.
You know, what you have to do, make sure the mess tent's open like at 4:30 for dinner, though, with that guy.
He didn't get a call.
Don, baby, how's it going?
Okay.
Didn't get a call for the States or Hawaii or Europe. No.
No.
He got an order to report to Afghanistan.
Hey, old people like wearing hats.
Oh, for you.
Hey, Don and Mike. Oh. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
Hi, Junior.
The government figures there are about 100 guys over the age of 60 doing active duty at the moment.
Well, that's for sure. I know they're doing active duty.
Three dozen of them.
Oh, you mean the Army?
I would disagree. That old, I would say duty.
Probably. Involuntary duty.
Or maybe duty free.
Yeah.
I need to be doing some shopping.
Yeah,
duty free.
Sure. There are three dozen of these over 60 guys are doctors.
Just put all your duty in this nice duty-free bag. And have a nice day. Thank you for shopping with the U.S. Army.
The FCC, which has clearly gone insane, is now going after the Olympics. Yes, your complaints have finally been heard. Okay, maybe they weren't your complaints, but
yes, they were, Buzz.
Someone complained. The FCC is apparently now investigating the Marathon Sports broadcast for, that's right, indecency.
That's right, and I'm writing you up today, mister, and I'm writing you up too, Mike.
What did I do?
You wanted a plug for your restaurant, and you're wearing a sweater that's just too good looking today.
Why, thank you.
I'm writing you both up right now.
I plead guilty.
Dear FCC.
The FCC has asked NBC for a tape of the opening ceremony in which it briefly appeared there was a mass case of full frontal male nudity.
Oh, my God.
Good heavens. No.
Rob, I brought a visual for Don and Mike if you want to come get it. They really should see this picture close up. Because it turns out it wasn't really naked men. It was actually men wearing specially molded briefs that made them appear to be nude and possibly also overzealous with their shaving.
I wear those.
Let me see.
So here comes the picture now that allegedly aired on NBC. The FCC wants a copy of this.
He's a friend of mine.
Oh, of course.
This is my wallpaper on my computer at home. Look at these guys. They look like living statues, for goodness sake. That's like, that could be like at one of those things at Disney World where you go, is that a statue or a person? And you're standing there and he finally says, well, hello and welcome to Disney World. Have you seen the fabulous George Lopez special?
Hey, who's the idiot that thought of this idea?
I don't know.
My God.
And where can you get them?
We've got to get these for the next Christmas party.
Everybody will powder their bodies absolutely bone white.
Right.
And then we'll put on the masks, we'll put on the wigs, and then we'll put on the little itsy-bitsy cod pieces.
The briefs.
I'm trying to see if these are... Yeah, they all look the same.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Same size.
And out of the same mold.
Take a good look.
drinking it in.
The broadcast also featured a man and a pregnant woman doing interpretive dance about the history of Athens and Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you? Listen, anything you do at your Olympics is okay with me.
That's right, buddy.
Meanwhile, the statue of a nude Greek male slave graces the Vermont governor's office and makes the current governor uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
Is that Howard Dean?
It only... the statue only showed up recently after a restoration of the Vermont State House. A spokesman for the Gov says it's embarrassing to explain to a curious third grader why there's a naked man in the governor's office. The spokesman says Governor Douglas also wants the lamp removed because during a crowded meeting with lawmakers, it could get knocked over and broken.
I get it.
If that statue's harmed, we're coming after you, Jim Douglas.
Amen.
Right. So Howard Dean is not...
No.
But I love the tape, though.
Yeah, we all do.
Why was that dope on TV yesterday? He was on Big Russ's show yesterday.
He's making a big push to be the chairman of the Democratic Party.
Good luck.
Besides, he could go off again at any time. I want to capture that. See, this is why Walmart is not your best selection for entertainment. This is why Walmart will never carry the George Carlin book or the Jon Stewart book.
And they shouldn't, Buzz. They are both absolutely pornographic, and I am writing you up to the FCC now.
Thank
because you even mentioned it on the show.
Walmart's biggest supporter right here, Buzz.
Walmart is being sued for carrying an Evanescence CD that includes among its lyrics a bad word. To quote A Christmas Story, the mother of all swear words.
Oh, hello, fudge.
According to a Maryland man who doesn't want other parents to give the CD to their daughter for their 13th birthday the way he did.
Boy, am I glad I wrote that letter.
This Maryland man wants $75,000 for damages for all the parents.
I made out like I live in Maryland. I really live in Virginia.
I've been shopping at Walmart my whole life.
Oh, like this. Here, I want to put the nuts in it.
Okay, got the fudge. Hold on. All right.
And we got it.
Yeah. For one brief moment, I saw all the bolts silhouetted against the lights of the traffic, and then they were gone.
Fragile.
Oh. Fudge.
Only I didn't say fudge. I said the word.
Yeah.
The big one. The queen mother of dirty words. The F-dash-dash-dash word.
That's the one.
That's what I thought you said.
I can't. I love Christmas because TNT runs that goddamn movie. Now, I got the DVD.
It's a great movie.
I could watch it anytime I want, A Christmas Story. But it's nice that it's there always on TNT on
Christmas
Day. Right,
9-year-old. I said, hey, we going to watch Christmas Story? No, Daddy. And I said, why? Too old.
That hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That happens.
It'll be Jim Carrey again.
Oh, have you seen the ads for that new piece of crap that he's got out now?
Yeah. Where he does the same thing he's done in his last 10 movies.
Ebenezer Lemonhead, Lickety Squits.
Lemony Snicket series of unfortunate events.
Oh, that's right. About Walmart, who says that I'm not fair and balanced?
Okay, good.
Walmart. This is why I love Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
they have how many businesses is it? They, on average, when they open a new store, 100 local businesses every time they open a store go out of business.
And now, an angel gets its wings.
Dig this. Retail industry experts find 70% of the items sold in Walmart are made in communist China.
Hello.
I'm not making this up.
That's yeah, really.
And that's growing. Walmart loves cheap Chinese merchandise. They're planning to get 20% more of their inventory from over there in the next few years. Eventually, they'd like it to be 100% made in communist China.
Yeah, because then it's the cheapest they can possibly get.
And also, 2 hours after you buy it, you're hungry again.
But a thing.
There he is.
Look at the smiley face.
Look how cracked up he is.
I know.
I'm laughing that I got buzzed. That joke did not count. Strike it.
Almost time for you to go home to your wife, Edith. This concern. Maryland father who got the Evanescence CD for his daughter
wants, at Walmart,
wants the $75,000 in damages from Walmart for himself and for all the other parents who got that word he doesn't like. Walmart is usually extremely careful to carry only censored versions of today's modern hits. Walmart says it's investigating but has no plans to remove the CD from its racks.
My bag.
What?
Just a song that's been playing in my head.
What song is that?
A filthy song that I can't repeat right here.
I'm writing you up again.
You know the song I'm talking about?
No, all I heard was you go, nah.
I'll sing it for you during the break. But it's really dirty.
Oh,
you've
cool.
heard it, I'm sure.
If you sing it for me during the break, I still have to write you up.
I know you do. I know. That's
the new rule.
That's right. I can't help it. I love complaining to the FCC. That's why we're going to satellite radio on Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't get the note?
I didn't know that.
We're going to satellite radio on Wednesday.
Wow.
Yeah, it's called Sam Satellite.
Oh, dear.
It's not related to any of the big ones.
We'll have to do the show from communist China.
Very cheap, you know.
Say what you will about the United States Supreme Court. They've okayed the hallucinogenic tea. That's our story when we come back.
Okay, oh, and, right.
One or two lumps, Tracy.
Right.
This baby. Is the Don and Mike Show.
Get well, Tracy, baby.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
They paint the whatnot, yeah. Don and Mike.
And now here's George Lopez.
Thank you, Mr. Eisner.
Hello. Eisner, head of Walt Disney. Original family program.
That was so bad.
I liked it.
It was the worst mosh mash thing I've ever heard in my life.
I thought it was good.
What the hell was that?
Thank you, Mr. Eisner.
Mr. Eisner!
I've lost half my audience in 3 days.
That's amazing. It's a miracle.
A Christmas miracle.
I'm George Lopez.
Now I want to do the show with self-help and gardening and sports.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mr. Eisner.
Oh, you should see these.
Traffic and weather every 2 minutes.
Bleacher Bum.
These numbers can't be right. I can't lose half my audience in 3 days.
Yes, you can.
And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Go to the store.
It's your one-stop official Don and Mike website, and we will have the pictures of J. Dubs' tattoo.
Yay.
Either tonight, first thing tomorrow morning, soon as the webmaster does it. That's DonandMikeWebsite.com. Go to the Daily Log.
Right.
Daily Log.
It's true. The United States Supreme Court has okayed the hallucinogenic tea. The highest court in the land has given a church in New Mexico permission to reincorporate the tea into its religious service.
George Lopez.
The tea is made from plants that grow in the Amazon where the church has its roots.
See.
But the religion is also based in Christianity, which makes it harder to bully. Quoting a lawyer for the Brazilian church, they can celebrate Christmas for the first time since 1998. Ah, Christmas 98. I remember it well. No, I don't. But for the best heroin in America,
yeah,
you'll have to go to New Jersey. The DEA says heroin samples from the streets of Jersey are 71.4% pure, making it the strongest horse in the country. Quoting a DEA agent, you can't buy any better heroin in the world than you can buy in New Jersey. Indeed, New York heroin is only
61%
pure in New York. Baltimore's heroin, 23% pure.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
In San Francisco, just 12% pure. At that point, your ex is a much better buy. Stay away from the crystal meth, though. It kills.
Hey there, hon. How would you like some Baltimore heroin? It's good horse, 23%.
New Jersey and you, perfect together.
Don't share a needle. Come on now.
Yes.
Don't do it.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus, and no, HBO does not use product placement to underwrite its production costs.
Ah, I get what you're saying.
In the most recent, believe what you want, that's what I'm saying.
Because HBO, I believe, does put product placements in their shows.
It sure seems like it, doesn't it?
Can we just start with The Sopranos before you get to the story?
Yeah, I have it right here. Let me
read
it.
Okay,
in the most recent season of The Sopranos, Tony got a new SUV, a Nissan Xterra, he said proudly. Quoting Tony, it's loaded. 3.3-liter supercharge. It's got sensors in the seat belts, part of Nissan's triple safety philosophy. It's got a 6-CD changer and surround sound. This car is a tank, end quote. There have been equally bold product placements.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
We appreciate it.
But it's a nice car. All right?
Hi, Anthony.
I'm just enjoying it, really. It's a nice car.
Oh, Jim.
Yeah, it's Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Jim Gandolfini.
Where's Tony?
He's not here. Would you like to speak with him?
Just for a second.
All right, there's, come here.
I'm good.
Come on, what are you talking about? You've got to defray the cause, all right? If you don't like it, get bent.
There have been a whole litany of products, especially in The Sopranos, from televisions to cars to food.
This is how bad I am at this. I'm going to repeat it back. Is it Philips,
yep,
the TV?
Yes. Big logos on the Philips TV.
I mean, gigantic
larger
logos.
Than life,
yes.
Logos, as a matter of fact. And there have been equally bold product placements in other HBO series, especially Sex and the City. An HBO spokesman says HBO uses product placement to be relevant, not to make money.
Speaking of Sex and the City, my prom date is looks like she's going to be featured on a reality program. I was watching the finale of Survivor last night.
You didn't get anything off her.
I didn't. And they did a whole thing about, I guess these are designers and people where they're
right,
gonna,
right.
They're going to go, well, I don't know what the name of the show
I
is.
I don't either. But
they're
going to
go
it.
Into this big house, and there it's, she was.
The name of the show is I Didn't Go All the Way with Mike O'Mara at right. My Prom.
Yep. Candace Bushnell.
Right?
Candace Bushnell now, yeah. You can't call. Don't call me Candy anymore.
But those product placements are not for money, quoting an HBO executive, we're non-commercial.
Sweet candy.
There is never any payment involved.
Sour balls.
Forbidden candy.
Sweet tarts.
Almost had that candy.
There was a time when, for no doubt Christian reasons, a black man couldn't get a master's degree at the Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in Fort Worth, Texas. The school was segregated 53 years ago when Eugene Florence graduated. Graduating was allowed for black men. Getting a master's degree was not.
I'm the dean.
But now...
The dean's peanuts.
Now Eugene has that master's from the theological school. And
Eugene.
Just in time to make master's money or perhaps to teach.
Where is Eugene? Mike, what movie is that from?
Eugene, oh my God.
It's not the Flamingo
Kid. It's
the
Matthew Broderick movie.
Where's Eugene?
Brighton Beach Memoirs.
Eugene.
So now Eugene Florence can use his master's degree to make that master's money or perhaps to teach, or maybe not, since Eugene is now getting his master's at the age of 100. Yeah, in sports, a lot of former Notre Dame players are unhappy about the firing of Coach Tyrone Willingham.
Tyrone Willingham.
There you go.
Hello, Buzz.
Yeah. Hello, Tyrone.
Tyrone Willingham. I got my ass kicked out of the Notre Dame.
Well, Jordan Black plans to show his displeasure tonight on ABC's Monday Night Football by getting introduced as Tyrone Black from Dallas Christian High in Mesquite, Texas.
I told you these guys on Monday Night Football are doing crazy stuff. Last week I told
going
you.
Nuts.
A guy introduced himself, whatever. This is Joe Blow from San Diego.
Right.
Whatever it is, Eleanor Roosevelt grade school.
Mm-hmm. You know, he might be depressed, though. You know that? Tyrone Willingham. I think I'm going to send him a honey-baked
more of the British pronunciation of that British name, and for that I apologize. You may want
to...
I'm sorry.
You may want to rethink wearing that yellow Lance Armstrong bracelet. They've been covering the bracelets with black tape at the BayCare Health Systems hospitals in Tampa.
Are your kids too old for Dr. Seuss? See, my...
Green eggs and...
my...
They're covering the yellow Lance Armstrong bracelets at hospitals in Florida.
Yes, I am.
Because the yellow band means do not resuscitate.
I used to love that Campbell's Soup, ad campaign.
What was
ma'am, it? Ma'am, good.
Quoting a hospital spokesman, we wouldn't want to mistake a Lance Armstrong bracelet and not resuscitate someone we're supposed to.
Buzz, I'm sorry. That was a two-way conversation going on during your conversation.
You know
how we get.
Yeah, it's all right. It's fun.
No.
It's the last week.
It's fun.
No.
Oh, finally, admit it. You'd like your job better if you could take your gun to work, and that's all they want to do in Oklahoma.
Yes, and I don't even own a gun, but yes.
Larry Mullers, who's the son of a real Wild West rancher, likes to tote his Winchester to work in case he comes across a coyote or a wild dog. Last year, wild dogs killed five of his calves, so Larry wants to be able to take his rifle to work at the sawmill. He and other gun owners are fighting for the right to do that. They're pushing for a law to allow employees to keep their guns locked in their cars when they're at work. What could go wrong? But it may be that all you need to defend yourself against bad guys is a PlayStation and the Grand Theft Auto game. Some thugs broke into a house in Spokane, Washington, and aimed guns at the kids. Then they heard a police scanner and the word, stop, we have you surrounded, this is the police.
Oh, this is too funny, is it Grand
Theft? They were hearing was the video game, they believed it, dropped their guns, ran away, police have arrested the four men, which I believe moves the police to the next level of the game.
Robbers break into my house, they're going to think John Madden lives there.
That won't help you.
That's all they've heard. Whoa, boom, that's what I hit.
Let's stay there and we'll take the game.
I'm Buzz Burbank of the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. That's it. We got to go. All the stuff's on the website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. We will be back tomorrow with the all-new episode. Ron and Fez show is coming up next. JFK, Live 105, and the Buzz of Tampa Bay. We'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 And to you.
You know who's a good actor?
Who?
George Hamilton.
We will see you tomorrow with the new episode.
Ham.
Can we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.